Calgary Flames Radio is on the road on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Puck drop is getting closer. Let's hear from Derek Wills and Peter Loubardias from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Setting up tonight's game on the home of the Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome inside Honda Center in Anaheim, where tonight Elias Lindholm and the 29-23-6 Calgary Flames will wrap up a four-game road trip when they renew their rivalry with Ryan Getzlaff and the 23-26-7 Anaheim Ducks. Live from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth, I'm Derek Wills alongside Peter Loubardias, live on Sportsnet 960 The Fan on sportsnet.ca/960 on the Flames, NHL, Sportsnet, and Radio Player Canada apps. And on your smartphone or smart speaker, just say play Sportsnet 960. Well, after taking two steps forward with wins in Vancouver and San Jose, the Flames took one step back with a loss in Los Angeles. Tonight, the Flames will wrap up their four-game road trip here in Anaheim. And Lou, if they play the same way that they did in Saturday's 6-2 victory over the Canucks, or even in Monday's 6-2 triumph over the Sharks, I like their chances versus the Ducks. But if they play the same way they did in last night's 5-3 loss to the lowly Kings, well, the Flames will probably return to Calgary only packing four of a possible 8 points as opposed to the six that they could declare to customs for the win here tonight.
I like that. Declare to customs. Six would be a lot better than eight. And, Derek, what's really important in the last 24 games is that the questions about this team start to go away a little bit, meaning 6-2, the kind of performance I think that they put forward in Vancouver gives them a chance to win against anybody in the league. Mm-hmm. The performance that they put together last night was a big drop off from that place. Now, you're not always going to be at your absolute complete best every night, but the highs and the lows for this team, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, the inconsistencies, we're still having the same conversations day in and day out, and we're no sooner to finding the answer. However, as you pointed out even to me last night after the game, 6 of 8 is probably what you came on the trip in search of. You can't lose sight of that. And as Jeff Ward even talked to the media about here today in Anaheim, I think this team has found itself on such a tough roller coaster ride that sometimes they forget they're in a race and they're still in a good position to take care of their own business. When you're really in a bad spot is when the second part of that equation goes in. So as hard as it's been for this group, embrace the race. Take your energy and put it in a positive place. Leave last night behind you. Be a good team tonight. That's all you can really control.
And you think it's really important for the Flames to establish a forecheck in this game against the Ducks?
I think it is every night. When they establish their forecheck, when they turn pucks over inside the opponent's blue line, when they are able to get in transition by doing that, they're dangerous. And they can really create havoc. Derek, that was a big part of last night's loss in Los Angeles. Jeff Ward talked to us about they knew they were going to deal with the 1-3-1. Did they support the puck well enough? No. Were there enough times last night where they made the Kings' life in their own zone miserable? No, there wasn't. There absolutely wasn't. That is something that needs to change.
Well, Disneyland might be the happiest place on earth for a lot of people, but Honda Center is not the happiest place on earth for the Calgary Flames. They are 2-23-5 in their last 30 games played in this building. That's the bad news. The good news is they are 1-0 here so far this season. A 2-1 win back on October 20th in game one of a four-game season series between the two teams. They have not won back-to-back games at Honda Center in Anaheim since January 17th, 1996 on October 27th, 1996, but they have a chance to do that here tonight. Unfortunately, a few nights ago, something tragic almost happened, but Jay Bouwmeester is on the road to recovery.
Yes.
They had to postpone a game between the Ducks and the Blues, and prior to this game between the Ducks and the Flames, both teams lined up on their respective blue lines. I wondered what they were doing, and then a get well soon Jay graphic went up on the scoreboard here at Honda Center, so a nice tribute to a great guy and a heck of a hockey player by both teams tonight. When we come back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim, we'll introduce you to the Alpine Credit starting lineups and bring you the Eastside Dodge opening faceoff. The Flames will wrap up a four-game road trip, and they'll try to do it with six of a possible 8 points. But first, they'll have to beat the Ducks, and a Pacific Division battle is coming up next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
New York Fries points out that the Family Day long weekend is just around the corner. It's a time to spend with family and enjoy the many winter outdoor activities Alberta has to offer. Whether you decide to go skiing, skating, tobogganing, or visiting family nearby, enjoy the first long weekend of the year and be responsible by remembering not to drink and drive. A reminder from New York Fries, hoping your Family Day weekend is safe and enjoyable.
The iconic moment of the game challenges the knowledge of true Flames fans. For each and every Flames game, listen for Steinberg on Flames warm-up. He asks a trivia question about the Flames. If you know the answer, text it along with your first and last name to 960-960. Tune in the next morning to see if you're entered to win that trip in June to Vegas for the big award show. The iconic moment of the game, brought to you by Iconic Electric and Controls. Promoting a culture of quality since 2008. Visit iconicec.ca. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Fridays at 12:30, Eric Francis joins Hockey Central at noon. Eric talks the inside stuff from the Calgary Flames on your lunch hour. Read him on Sportsnet.ca, see him on Sportsnet West, hear Eric on Hockey Central. Eric Francis Fridays for the Beltliner, an upscale diner in the heart of the Beltline, corner of 12th Ave and 2nd Street Southwest. Bacon, burgers, beer, and brown liquor, 7 days a week. Check them out at TheBeltliner.com. Eric Francis Fridays is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You have been passionate about sports your whole life. When you were a kid, you cried when your team lost in the playoffs. You remember where you were when the Blue Jays won the World Series.
Blue Jays win it! Touch them all, Joe! You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life!
We share your passion. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, The Fan, Calgary. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is the first period play-by-play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The home of the brave.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth, high above the ice here at Honda Center in Anaheim, where tonight the Flames will wrap up a four-game road trip through the Pacific Division when they renew their rivalry with the Ducks. It is now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Jeff Ward's Flames at forward. Sean Monahan between Johnny Gaudreau and Elias Lindholm. On defense, Noah Hanifin paired up with Rasmus Anderson. And in goal, it is Cam Talbot. And starting for Dallas Eakins Canucks up front, Derek Grant between Nicholas Deslauriers and Carter Rowney. On the back end, Hampus Lindholm paired up with Josh Manson. And in net, it is John Gibson. Tonight's starting lineups were brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Just getting set for tonight's opening face-off. It'll be brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 14 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. The on-ice officials tonight, the referees are Trevor Hansen and Kendrick Nicholson, the linesmen, Ryan Gibbons and Johnny Murray is Monahan and Grant line up for the opening faceoff. The Flames win it, and we are underway with the first period of play here at Honda Center in Anaheim. The Flames with their road white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios in this opening period. The Ducks with their home blacks from left to right. Here's Manson up the left wing side. And there the puck is shot in by Deslauriers. Talbot out of the net to get it. Clears it into the near corner, not out. Now Stone digging forward in behind the net. It bounces away from him and from Grant. And Anderson will take over in the far corner for the Flames. Banks it off the end boards to his partner, Hanifin, who moves the puck ahead to Monahan. Monahan backing it up to Anderson. Puck bounces over his stick, but Anderson will chop it up the far side to Monahan, who moves it up the near side to Hanifin, and he'll softly float the puck into the duck zone as the Flames make an early change. Michael Delzato bounces it deep into Flames territory. Big Nick Ritchie in there on the forecheck, finishing a body check on Stone as the Flames are going to slide it down the ice, but right in on John Gibson, so no icing call. Here's Fowler up the near side. And now Troy Terry will back it up in behind the net to Delzato. He bounces it out to center ice, and it's chipped into the Flames zone, and T.J. Brody goes back to get it. He'll move it to the Ducks' blue line. Delzato slides it up the left wing side to Jakob Larsson, and he'll shoot it in behind the Flames net as both teams start to change. Larsson in there on the forecheck will lug the puck out of the near quarter and leave it in behind the net for Devin Shore. Shore plays it down low to Rickard Rakell. He spins away from Stone, and now turns away from Brody and walks into the near quarter with it and plays it right point to Larsson. Larsson across the line to Hampus Lindholm with a shot. That one steered into the far corner by Cam Talbot. And now here's the captain, Ryan Getzlaff. He'll nudge the puck into the near quarter. Catching up to it there is Shore, but he gets pinned to the boards, and the puck comes free for Brody, who slides it out to center ahead to Michael Backlund, who's got a four-game point streak. Backlund right wing side. Dylan Dubé, a sharp-angle shot, fought off by Gibson. And now Shore will take over at his own blue line and back it up to Lindholm. Hampus Lindholm now only four games away from 500, 8 points away from 200. And what's been a terrific career.
Always seems to play well against Calgary, too.
He sure does, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it seems. Oof. Flames get it in deep. Manson will take over behind the Ducks' net and fire a stretch pass out to center, but it ends up bouncing away from his intended target, Max Jones, and in behind the Flames' net, and Oliver Shillington will catch up to it in the near corner. Clears it to the blue line, not out. Jones to Silverberg with a shot, fought off by Talbot. That chance came out of nowhere, but it was a good one for the Ducks just before the three-minute mark. Here comes Zach Rinaldo across the Ducks' line now with a rising wrist shot, gloved by Gibson, and he'll hold on. All right, let's get to tonight's keys to victory. They are brought to you by Marlboro Ford.
Desperate from the drop of the puck. We are 2:51 in, and that will continue to be judged, and manage the puck properly. That already, on a couple of occasions, has been an issue. A Shillington turnover led to that chance that you talked about, basically coming out of nowhere.
Tonight's keys to victory brought to you by Marlboro Ford. More on that in a moment as Mangiapane spins and shoots. Set shots off to Laurier, over the net, and over the glass, and out of play. I'll start over. Tonight's keys to victory brought to you by our friends at Marlboro Ford. At Marlboro Ford, they're about helping you buy a vehicle, not selling you one. Marlboro Ford is about you. Faceoff coming up to Gibson's left. Backlund out there between Mangiapane and Tkachuk. Ducks win the defensive zone draw, though, and Brownie will lift the puck up in the air into the Flames' blue line where Noah Hanifin takes over. He goes right wing side. Matthew Tkachuk trying to play it rink wide to Andrew Mangiapane. It bounces away from him, and Michael Backlund can't quite keep it in. And now Hanifin will slide it up the far side to Anderson, who throws it into Mangiapane's skates. Bouncing puck is knocked down by Rowney, and now Delzato will take over and turn back into his own territory. Not a very good job managing the puck on this shift. Here Delzato, up the right wing side to Terry, who drops, but his pass is into the skates of Ritchie. Stone will take over for the Flames and feed Hanifin. He slides it right wing side ahead to Monahan at the Ducks' blue line. Ships the puck into the far corner, chasing after it. Elias Lindholm, who's got an eight-game point streak on the go. He drops it. Gaudreau with a sharp-angle shot stop. Rebound! And Monahan is denied by Gibson. Sean Monahan has had so many great chances on this road trip, but he has been snake-bitten, Lou.
He sure has. He won't get a much better chance than that. And again, it just shows Gaudreau funneled a puck. It resulted in a juicy rebound, but Gibson with a wonderful save off Monahan.
Now that Johnny Gaudreau had lots of jump in his step against the Kings last night as, oh boy, Troy Terry takes a shot and Cam Talbot looks very, very awkward making that save. But Gaudreau certainly had lots of jump in his step last night in that 5-3 loss to the Kings, stretched his point streak to three games, five assists during that stretch, and he's got 9 points in his last eight games. I know everybody wants more from the Flames' Johnny Gaudreau, but at least he's chipping in a little bit offensively of late.
I just saw a way more engaged Johnny Gaudreau for the most part last night.
I'm with you. Flames win a defensive zone draw. Here's Hanifin in the far corner. He'll lift it up in the air and to the Ducks line. Dylan Dubé picks it up, but Lucic gets stuck offside. And it's too bad for the Flames because Dylan Dubé was coming in about 100 miles an hour.
Dylan Dubé flying on his first two shifts tonight. The Chell Showdown is back. The Calgary Flames 2020 Chell Showdown, presented by Scotiabank, will be powered by the World Gaming Network. Compete against NHL 20 gamers for prizes and a unique grand prize experience. Visit calgaryflames.com/chell for more info.
Here's Raquel to Getzlaff, who taps it left wing side, stepping up. Brendan Gooley with a shot, knocked out of the ice by Talbot. And now Derek Ryan gives it to Dylan Dubé, and he chips it out to center. Dubé will catch up to it, carried across the Ducks' blue line. Comes it up the right wing side, gets poke checked by Manson. Gets the puck back, and then gets hit again by Manson. And now Ryan Getzlaff's got it. Getzlaff slides it up the left wing side to Raquel. Brandon Davidson squeezes him off the puck as Lucic finishes a check on Getzlaff of the far corner. Puck comes free for Cam Fowler. Fowler steps in, walks in behind Talbot's net, and centers, and on the doorstep was Devin Shore, and the puck bounced right over the blade of his stick. He was about 5 feet from Talbot, but had a great chance to score the game's opening goal there.
Fowler has 28 points, laid it right on his tape. He just couldn't pull the trigger.
Cam Fowler picked up his 300th career point last Friday. He is the Ducks' all-time leader in games played, goals, assists, and points by a defenseman. Back at the Flames' blue line. Davidson will saucer it up the left wing side to Shillington. Davidson back in. It was a healthy scratch last night as Alex Yellison made his NHL debut on a pairing with Oliver Shillington. Mark Jankowski trying to work it out in front of the Ducks' net, but his pass is picked off by Delzato, who gives it to Silverberg. He goes rank wide. Now a shot off the stick of Jones is turned aside by Talbot. Fight for the puck of the far corner. It comes free for Brody. He moves it to Sam Bennett, who's back in the lineup tonight after missing the last couple of games with the flu. We've got a stoppage in play and a penalty call coming up just past the six-minute mark of the opening period. And it looks like the Flames are going to get the game's first power play. That's coming up when we come back. 13:49 to play in period number one here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Calgary has six shots to their opponent's three, but the Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Washkin was voted Calgary's best car wash. With a wash method for every need, it's easy to see why. Self-serve, touchless, spin light, and express detail. Washkin will clean your vehicle inside and out in 45 minutes or less while you wait comfortably in the lounge. Ain't that loving your baby? Plus, for every $15 spent, get an entry to win $1,000 and other great prizes. Draws at the end of every month. Learn more about Calgary's best car wash at thewashking.com.
Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder. Weekdays on the drive home, 5 to 6 p.m. Hockey is always big on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Co-op Inside Hockey has the biggest story, newsmaker, or insider of the day. On the ice or off, you get the best from the 200x85 from Ryan Pinder. On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker. Inside Hockey brought to you by Calgary Co-op. At Calgary Co-op, it pays to be a member. Earn money towards your annual member refund with every fill at your local Calgary Co-op gas station. Inside Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Following this game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every one of those saves made by a Flames goalie, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com. For details, Cam Talbot, his first start since the Nashville game on February the 6th, has stopped all three that he's had to deal with.
Max Jones, who was teammates with Matthew Tkachuk on the London Knights Memorial Cup Championship team back in 2016, currently sitting in the Ducks penalty box as the game's first power play is awarded to the Flames. And on the power play this season, they're at 21.0%. That is 11th in the NHL. They've got eight power play goals in their last eight games, though. 8 for 21, 38.1% during that stretch. The Ducks' penalty kill at 77.2%, ranked 25th in the league, and they've given up at least one power play goal in five straight games, going just 12 for 19, 63.2%. So strength versus weakness with the Flames' power play versus the Ducks' penalty kill. Flames start with their first unit. We've got Monahan out there with Lindholm, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk as the four forwards. Hanifin replacing the injured Mark Giordano is the only defenseman.
Ducks have scored 10 shorthanded goals, though, despite those numbers.
Yeah, second most in the league and tied for most in franchise history. Flames come across the Ducks' blue line, but to get their signals crossed and are offside on the play. Not a good start for the first power play unit, which looks a little bit out of sync without the captain, don't you think?
A little bit. It's a big adjustment. Noah Hanifin has basically jumped into that situation, but I certainly wouldn't put the woes strictly on that particular change. Remember last night, a massive key in the game was the fact that the Flames missed on a 103-5-on-3. The Flames ran a play there. Matthew Tkachuk was all by himself on the far side of the ice, but the Flames didn't win the draw.
Well, they have to chase it back into their own territory. Hanifin will pick it up, skate it across his blue line, and slide it left wing side to Monahan, who backs it up to Gaudreau. Passes a bit off the mark, but Gaudreau will grab it, weave his way up the left wing side, and leave it left point for Hanifin. But he ends up lifting it over the glass and out of play with 58 seconds left in this Flames power play, and now just under 13 minutes to play in the opening period. 9 shots on goal between the two teams, 6 for Calgary, 3 for Anaheim, but we're still scoreless tonight.
When the Calgary Flames 1-2-1 in the lone meeting of these two teams here October the 20th, they did not have a power play chance in the whole game.
That's a rarity. Face off to Gibson's right. Backlund wins it. Gives it to Mangiapane, who gives it right back to Backlund near half boards, but he coughs it up. Mangiapane picks it up, though, and holds it in. Gives it to Lucic. He wires one out in front, and Dubé is going to turn into the far corner with it. He falls, gets back to his feet, and goes down low to Lucic. Lucic, far corner to Dubé. Dubé, back to Lucic. He walks in, gets a weak shot off, but it's gobbled up by Gibson, who holds on.
We saw this start in the Vancouver game on the second unit. A lot of the year, it's been Derek Ryan. Right now, you've seen both Mangiapane and Dylan Dubé move in to more of that role. So that's an adjustment, and I think for the growth of this team, that's good to see. And that is taking nothing away. I think everybody knows how I feel about Derek Ryan.
Flames win a face-off. Backlund, right point to Anderson, who dishes it off to Dubé, but good stick there by Manson to knock the puck away from the Flames forward and down the ice. 20 seconds remaining in the Ducks penalty as Anderson will speed across his blue line and now the red line and now the Ducks blue line and drop it back to Mangiapane. Mangiapane being worked over by Manson, gets away from him and drops it off to Anderson, who wires one right over top of Gibson's head. I think he tried to take the goaltender's head right off, but it ends up going over the glass and into the netting.
You could almost hear somebody yell duck all the way up here. No pun intended.
I was going to say, is it Anaheim duck?
Yes, is it Anaheim duck? John Gibson, and I know you read off some of the numbers, a 933 career save percentage against the Calgary Flames.
His 919 career save percentage is 8th highest all-time and 3rd highest amongst active goaltenders. Here's Gaudreau to the blue line to Brody. Far side to Stone with a shot tipped. Loose puck in front. They jam away and score! Elias Lindholm appeared to be the last Flames player to touch it as he stretches his point streak to 9 games and gives the Flames a 1-0 lead.
Lindholm now one game shy of his career high of 10, and Flames did a nice job. Brody, not Hanifin that time, on the back part of the first unit. He transports it to the right wing side. The Flames get the puck to the net, and Lindholm on a second shot opportunity finds just enough room to beat John Gibson, his third in the last two games, and the Flames strike first.
2 goals for Elias Lindholm and his team's 5-3 loss to the Kings in Los Angeles last night. He's already got a goal in this game against the Ducks here in Anaheim tonight, and now 25 on the season. Here comes Gaudreau across the red line, and now the Ducks' blue line. He'll slide the puck into the near quarter. Brody pinching in, will move it in behind the net to Monahan. Returns into the near quarter and tries to play at left point, but his pass to Brody's intercepted, and the puck will bounce across the ice to Lindholm. Not Elias, but Hampus, and the Ducks defenseman will move it up the middle of the ice to Terry, who steps in, but good stick there by Brody to poke it away from him, but we've got a Flames penalty call coming here.
Flames get caught pushing up with their defense. It led to I guess, as close to a two-on-one without being a clear cut. Put the defenseman in a bad spot, you take a penalty. And Derek, I'm up here thinking to myself, okay, you just took the lead. Give it some time to breathe and build on it. And you take a penalty.
It's kind of what they did at home last week in games against the Sharks and the Predators. Scored first and then gave up a couple of quick ones and fell behind. And it's exactly what they did in last night's game against the Kings. Here comes Backlund down the ice shorthanded. Backlund a shot and Gibson kicks it away. And he's lucky that Ryan couldn't quite get there to bury the rebound. Here comes Getzlaff down the ice dropping. Raquel shoots. Good save by Talbot.
Cam Talbot's toughest test. As the Flames with a shorthanded opportunity at one end, as Michael Backlund got past Ryan Getzlaff, raced in, but the Ducks went back quickly in transition, and the gifted playmaker Getzlaff found Raquel in the high slot, and Talbot came out to take it away and made a fine save.
Getzlaff, the Ducks all-time leader in games played with 1,039 and assists with 687. Only 40 points from 1,000 in his career and 29 points away from tying Timu Solani for most in franchise history.
And only 61 and 55 against Calgary.
Oh, is that all? Puck played to behind the Flames, Ned Anderson. Trying to lift it off the glass and out. But it's held in right point by the aforementioned Getzlaff, who makes a hard pass to the far side. Raquel in front, and a one-timer by Rowney is blocked before it gets to Talbot. Now, Flames dump it down the ice, but Gibson out to the hash marks to get it. The goaltender will send it out to center, ahead to Raquel. He plays it left wing side. Stepping in is Richie, but he gets cut off. Puck bounces back to the left point to Lindholm. Lindholm to Silverberg, and now far corner to Raquel with 50 seconds left in this Flames penalty to Michael Stone. Here comes Getzlaff up the right wing side into the corner. Getzlaff in front. Raquel a one-timer, and he misses high and wide. Puck to the right point to Lindholm now. Hampus Lindholm. Far side to Ricard Raquel. Back to Lindholm. Near side to Ryan Getzlaff, who fakes a shot. Now takes a shot. Terrific trapper stop by Talbot.
You mentioned all the points. I talked about his numbers against Calgary. And then on the power play, while he's not the defenseman quarterbacking it, Derek, when it's on his stick, he's the guy that's making it happen. He had two seam passes that led to glorious opportunities. Then he didn't have the seam the last time he had it. Had Richie in front, so then he drives it on net that forced Talbot to make a good save. That's Ryan Getzlaff at his best.
Here's Silverberg, far halfwards, back to the blue line to Lindholm. And now top of the near circle to Terry. Terry will back it up to the right point to Lindholm. Lindholm back to Terry. Terry steps in and shoots. Good kick save by Talbot. Rebound picked up by Backlund, who skates the puck to center and dumps it in behind the Ducks net. Lindholm will take over there with just a couple seconds left in the Stone penalty. He's out of the box, and we're back to 5-on-5 with 9:08 left in the first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Elias Lindholm has scored again. It's the Flames 1 and the Ducks nothing so far tonight. Ducks get it in deep. Brody will pick it up in the far quarter and spin away from Richie. Good job protecting the puck there by TJ Brody with big Nick Richie coming for him. And now Hannafin's going to float it down the ice, and Kachuk will chase it in behind the Ducks net. But he's beat near by Gooley. Can't get it out because Rowney falls. And now Kachuk knocks over Manson in the near corner. As Monahan will play the puck left point. Shillington out in front. Kachuk the tip. But it ends up going over the glass and out of play. And Josh Manson didn't like that Matthew Kachuk hit. And he gives him a couple of cross checks to thank him after the whistle.
You don't want to be messing a lot with Josh Manson. He comes from pretty good bloodlines in the tough department. And he's tough enough himself.
Yeah, his dad Dave had 2,792 penalty minutes, 13th most all time, in 1,103 games. And the apple did not fall far from the tree with Josh. He is one tough customer. We'll take a timeout. 8:35 to play in the opening period. Calgary out shooting Anaheim 11-7. And the Flames have the only goal. Elias Lindholm, with his team leading 25th of the season, gives his team a 1-0 lead in this game against the Ducks. Back with more of the first period and a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Alpine Credits.
Hi, I'm calling to get a debt consolidation loan.
No problem. Do you own your home?
Maybe.
Okay, you're approved, maybe.
You just made that word up.
No, I didn't. It's commonly used.
Use it in a sentence.
Easy. The word approved, maybe, is a totally normal, very good word that people use. See?
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
And maybe homeowners get approved, maybe, and we make up words sometimes.
Alpine Credits.
Some conditions apply.
Boomer in the morning. We've got Boom, Will Nault, and the rest of the crew. The boys need your feedback, your info, your takes, your attempts at humor. We need it all from you. Seriously, we're like really needy. Text into Boomer in the Morning on the Glenmore Audi fan feedback text line. 960-960 and keep the comments PG. Normal data rates may apply. The fan feedback text line for Glenmore Audi. Experience the all-new Audi Q8. The perfect combination of luxury and technology with endless possibilities to tailor to your needs and tastes. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com. Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
Here in Anaheim, it's the Flames 1 and the Ducks nothing with just under 9 minutes to play in the period. We'll get to the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. Shillington slides it near side to Lindholm. Lindholm spins away from Delzato and then loses the puck and then falls. And Delzato falls over the back of his back. One of those old playground tricks. You bend over and your buddy pushes your worst enemy over your back. You would have never done that, though, Lou.
No, I sure didn't. I was going to say, what kind of playgrounds were you on?
Here's a shot off the stick of Shore, and that's gobbled up by Talbot. Let's get to the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard now.
Okay, on the teeter-totter known as the scoreboard, the Avalanche leading the Capitals 2-0. The Rangers trailing the Wild 3-2. Here's some scores, though, that really matter. The Blues 2, the Golden Knights 2. That's with 8 minutes to go in the first. Earlier, the Oilers lose in Tampa Bay 3-1. Arizona loses in Ottawa 3-2. Nashville shutting out the New York Islanders 5-0. And there are others, but we'll save those for Patty in the middle of the intermission.
No McDavid for the Oilers, but no Kucherov, Stamkos, and Cirelli for the Lightning tonight. A lot of injuries to key players for teams since the break.
Absolutely.
Face off to Talbot's right. Flames win that defensive zone draw. Puck bounces off Mangiapane and back to Anderson, who crosses center with it and moves it ahead to Backlund, but it's chopped off of his stick by Steele. Flames do hold it in, though. Tkachuk to Mangiapane, dancing in, centers, Backlund scores! Michael Backlund puts the puck in a half-empty Ducks net, and the Flames have taken a 2-0 lead.
There is an example of what the offensive zone forecheck can do. Flames end up shooting it in. Hanifin keeps it in the zone. Then the forecheck by Tkachuk forces the turnover by Hampus Lindholm. It comes to Mangiapane, and Mangiapane with a brilliant little play as he drove to the front and then spun and found Backlund on the back post for a tap-in. Michael has goals, three of them in his last three games, and it's 2-0.
Michael Backlund heating up offensively. Here's his latest.
Backlund, his ninth goal, 30th point of the season. Assisted by number 88, Andrew Mangiapane. Time of the goal, 12-10.
Backlund has now scored in back-to-back-to-back games for the Flames, and they're buzzing again. Mangiapane's pass over to Backlund, though, broken up by Richie. As the puck will hop up to the near side, Terry will give it to Manson, who slips it far corner to Gouley, and he'll throw it out to center off the stick of Richie and deep into the flame zone, and Talbot will come out to get it and play it up to the earboards to Tkachuk, who can't clear it, but now it ends up deflecting up over the glass and out of play with 7:15 left in the first period. The Flames with two goals on their first 12 shots, the Ducks with none on their first eight. It's Calgary 2 and Anaheim nothing.
More scores. Buffalo over Columbus, 4-3 in overtime. Dallas walks into Toronto, edges the Leafs 3-2. Flyers beat the Panthers in FLA 6-2. Devils over the Red Wings 4-1.
Cam Talbot has stopped all eight Duck shots in this game. Stopped 29 of 30 in the Flames 2-1 win here back on October 20th in game one of a four-game season series. And the last two games will both be played at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Shot by Fowler, blocked by Dubé, and he'll ship the puck out to center. His pass is a bit too far for Lucic, though, as Elzado's going to move the puck up the middle of the ice, and Shore's going to skate it in up the right wing side. Shore bumped by Dubé. He'll drop the puck to Raquel, but Lucic knocks it away from him, and now Anderson gives it right back to Ricard Raquel. Raquel into the near quarter to Getzlaf, and he's going to rim it around to the far boards over to Fowler. He gets hit by Dubé as he dumps it behind the net. Anderson will take over and weave his way up the right wing side and out to center. Saucers it rink wide to Shillington, who jumps up, spins across the Ducks' blue line, stops, walks to the net, shoots, and scores! What a shot by Oliver Shillington! He picks the top corner and makes it 3-0 Flames!
Shillington's second of the year and his first since he found the net December 19th against Montreal. Beautifully executed breakout into the zone. Derek, as you watch this replay on the big screen, look at the bodies in front of the net. He pulled up, he looked off Michael Stone on the right side of the ice, Milan Lucic with that big frame right in front of Gibson, unlays a rocket to the top shelf. It's 3-0 Flames.
The other thing I saw in that goal, Lou, we've got a fight. Nicholas Deslauriers and Zach Rinaldo have dropped the gloves, and Deslauriers drops Rinaldo, but he bounces right back up and keeps on throwing. Rinaldo, some wild rights, and Deslauriers takes him down again. Well, I think Zach Rinaldo's been cut.
Yeah, Deslauriers trying to get his team going.
The other thing I saw in that goal, Lou, Oliver Shillington spins into the duck zone, stops just above the top of the circle, looks up, and almost seemed to be surprised how much open ice there was between him and the Ducks' net. Nobody went to defend him.
No, and he had a wide open passing lane to Michael Stone on the opposite side of the ice, too. And it would have been a good option. Deslauriers trying to get his team going, I think, with the altercation versus a always willing Rinaldo.
Deslauriers, a much, much bigger man than Rinaldo. He has a long reach as well, and he just extended his left arm, and Rinaldo couldn't reach him. Big hit behind the Ducks' net as Sam Bennett gets thumped by Jakob Larsson. I think we missed the announcement of that goal. So the official is Oliver Shillington with his second of the season. And with his first since his only goal of the season, which was against the Canadiens in a 4-3 overtime loss in Montreal, or in Calgary on December 19th. Rasmus Anderson gets the only assist on that goal at 13:39, and it's the Flames 3 and the Ducks nothing, with 6:07 still left in the first period here at Honda Center in Anaheim.
Sam Bennett, though, takes a rather lengthy run against Jakob Larsson, the first-round pick of the Ducks in 2015, and it costs him 2 minutes.
Faceoff to Talbot's left. Getzlaf wins the draw. Back to Fowler, right point. Slides it far side to Raquel, but his saucer pass bounces over the blade of Fowler's stick, and the Ducks are going to have to backtrack to their own blue line. Fowler gives it to Getzlaf. Captain carries it across center and moves it up the left wing side to the former Flame, Derek Grant, who has a career-high 13 goals in only 45 games this season. He had 16 goals in his first 208 NHL games prior to this season. What a year it's been for a great guy.
Well, it took him 80 to get his first one.
Yeah. Now Stone will pick the puck up in behind the Flames net and dump it down the ice. Flames off to a good start on this penalty kill, powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac, only at GSL Cadillac. Another scoring change. They can't seem to get it right the first time around here. So it's now Oliver Shillington from Rasmus Anderson and Matthew Tkachuk. As Terry steps in with a shot. Now and stick the side by Talbot. Here's Richie. Back to the left point to Lindholm. And now rink wide to Terry, top of the near circle. Terry bumped off the puck by Hanifin, but Silverberg will scoop it up in behind the Flames net. Banks it off the boards, left point. And now Lindholm gives it to Terry in the near circle. Terry steps in and centers. Silverberg shoots and whips one wide. And now here's Adam Henrique. He'll play at left point. Over to Lindholm. Lindholm, top of the near circle to Terry. He walks in, centers it. Silverberg tries a shot and fans on it. And now Henrique, who has 18 goals this season, will drop it. Terry feeds it in front. And now a shot by Henrique goes off a stick and over top of Talbot's net. Back to the right point to Lindholm. With a dozen seconds left in the Bennett penalty. Lindholm makes a pass to Terry. He steps into the near circle and drops it right point to Lindholm. Lindholm returns the puck to Terry. Terry shoots. Good save by Talbot. Loose puck in front. And it's batted back to the blue line to Lindholm. Lindholm, a weak shot that's blocked by Anderson. Flames have killed off the penalty. And with just under 4 minutes left in the first period, still lead the Ducks 3-0 here at Honda Center in Anaheim.
Derek, Cam Talbot's made some very key saves, especially on the two Ducks power plays.
Here's Stone, far side to Monahan, who moves it rink wide. Nice pass over to Brody, who carries it across the Ducks line, drops to Gaudreau, who gives it back to Brody, and he'll leave it behind for Monahan, who's body checked off the puck by Rowney, who clears it out to center. Lindholm will poke it back into the Ducks zone from there, and Manson will take over. Manson, left wing side to Gooley, who was a healthy scratch to start that game against the Blues on Tuesday, but is back in tonight as the Ducks go offside at the Flames' blue line. Well, you wanted a fast start from the Flames tonight, Lou, and you've got it. Elias Lindholm, Michael Backlund, and Oliver Shillington scoring at 8:15, 12:10, and 13:39, respectively. It is the Flames 3 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Life is a lot like the game of hockey. Sometimes you win, sometimes you score, and sometimes you crash into the boards. In life, just like in hockey, you put your body through a lot. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. 1 in 3 Albertans will hurt this year, and your chiropractor is specifically trained to help everything from a mid-season neck strain to a playoff foot sprain. Don't let pain get in the way of you scoring your goals. Visit albertachiro.com for more information.
Sports Drive at 5. Binder and Klein on the drive home. Calgary's big sports stories on the radio, on the web, on the go, and always on your smart speaker. Big stories, breaking sports news, the best insiders, and even some healthy debates. Sports Drive at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or check them out online at beattheplumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs. Sports Drive at 5, weekdays on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary.
Welcome back to the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim. We're with 3:22 to play in the first period. It is the Flames 3 and the Ducks nothing. South Point Toyota's zero liquidation sales event is on now. Put zero down and make zero monthly payments until July 2020. Plus get 0% financing on every Toyota, including the all-new 2020 Highlander. It's time to Toyota under the tower at South Point Toyota. Faceoff coming up outside the Flames' blue line. Getzlaff wins that draw versus Backlund. And Manson will slap it right in on Talbot, and it bounces off the goalie's stick and up into the air and drops in the near corner. Raquel trying to dig it free for Manson. Backlund steals it from him, though. Brody trying to jump up and pick up the puck. Getzlaff diving to knock it into the Flames' zone, and now Shillington will clear it out. Brody will turn back into his own territory with it. Saucers it up to near side. Backlund got caught flat-footed there, though, as Manson picks off the pass. And now Brody will grab it. And this time he gets it through to Backlund. Backlund will drop to Mangiapane, who taps the puck into the near corner to Tkachuk. He drops to Mangiapane again. Tkachuk down low to Backlund, who tried the give-and-go with Tkachuk. Couldn't get the puck out in front of the net to him, though. And now here comes Gooley across the red line. Slides it up the right-wing side to Raquel, and he'll float the puck into the far corner for the Ducks. Jones rims it around, near corner to Raquel. He plays it right point. Delzato with a shot tipped by Jones and wide of Talbot's net. And now Raquel tries a wraparound and is stopped by Talbot. Backlund will lug the puck out to the red line. Nowhere to go with it, though. He turns back into his own territory. There's good puck move management by Michael Backlund. Now Anderson will shoot it down the ice for the Flames with just over 2 minutes to play in this opening period. Here's Delzato out to center ice, ahead to Jones, who gets angled off by Lucic, but still gets it in deep. Ducks making a change here as Anderson will carry it across the Flames' blue line. He has to stick handle by Lucic's broken stick, and he'll dump it in from the Ducks' blue line. Dubé speeds in there with a forecheck for the Flames. Ryan in there as well. Lucic waiting for the puck to pop free. As Dubé digs it out of Delzato's skates, but we've got a stoppage and a hand pass has been called.
Derek, as you know, a lot of Flames fans follow the team even on the road. Good friend of our station, Peter Kalaga at Shaw GMC, sent me a note to say that his sister, Natalia, and her soon-to-be husband, Sylvester, are on the trip. Just got engaged. They've made the whole trip. They're big Flames fans, so a little shout out to them and all the best.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Puck to the left point. Brody slaps a pass across to Stone. Stone tries a shot, fans on it, and the puck will roll in behind Gibson's net. And now Larson lifts it over the glass and out of play. Minute 23 left in the first period. Calgary has 14 shots to Anaheim's 12. And it's the Flames 3 and the Ducks nothing, as the Flames look to win back-to-back games in this building for the first time since 1996. It's been so long, Pat Steinberg wasn't even alive the last time the Flames won back-to-back games here at Honda Center.
Well, he was 2. When did you say when in 1996?
January 17th and October 27th. So two separate seasons, but still back-to-back wins.
Okay. So he was born October the 3rd, because he has the same birthday as Mark Giordano, 1994. So that would have made him 2, right? Or was he still 1 when they did it for the second time?
A youngin'.
Yeah, what a baby. I remember 30. No, I don't. Yeah, I do.
Face off to Gibson's right. Jankowski tossed out. Bennett steps in and wins that draw versus Getzlaf, but Lindholm steals the puck. Gives it to Larson, who moves it far side, and Grant will give it to Raquel, who plays it right wing side to Lindholm. The Ducks have a 3-on-1. Lindholm in to Raquel, and his stick explodes. Well, that's the first period in a nutshell for the Ducks. A 3-on-1 odd man rush. Raquel tees one up, and his stick snaps right in half.
Flames got caught way up ice, too.
Here comes Jankowski the other way. Crosses the Ducks line. Toe drags, shoots, and scores! Mark Jankowski launches a rocket right into the roof of the Ducks net. And it is 4-0 Flames.
I've seen some movies in this rink. I haven't seen this one before. John Gibson, great shot. So you go 39 games without a goal if you're Mark Jankowski, and he can shoot it. He just displayed it. He raced in. The Ducks defense backed way in, and he rifles a wrist shot, glove hand, and all of a sudden now he's got 4 in his last 7.
Unbelievable. He has 5 points in his last 7 games as well. He had 1 in his first 38. Flames attacking again. Monahan trying to work it out in front, but the pass is picked off by Fowler. And now Hanifin slaps it behind the net. Gaudreau tries centering. Goes by Monahan, and now Monahan gets it, shoots it, and Lindholm knocks it just wide. It was almost 5-0 Flames here in the first period. Here's the latest Flames goal.
His 4th goal, 6th point of the season. Assisted by number 7, TJ Brody. Time of the goal, 19:05. Again for Calgary, the goal by Jankowski from Brody at 19:05.
Back to the right point. Manson with a shot. Good stick by Gaudreau, though, as it bounces off that stick. And over the glass and out of play with 13.4 seconds left in the first period. And the Flames out in front of the Ducks, 4-0.
Johnny Gaudreau hit the post at the end of it. Josh Manson tried to clear it. Johnny Gaudreau was right there, went off his stick, off the inside of the post, and Gibson shovels it away, or it would have been 5-0. And the crazy thing is, I think if you compared quality chances, it'd be pretty close to even Steven.
Ducks on the attack. 5 seconds left in the period. Lindholm spins and shoots. That shot off his own man gets left, goes wide, and that'll do it for what I think is safe to say the most productive period the Flames have ever had here at Honda Center in Anaheim. 4 goals on 16 shots, and they lead the Ducks 4-0 through 20 minutes here in Southern California tonight.
On the subject of things you didn't expect when you came to the rink tonight. We expected the Flames to be more desperate, bounce back, but Derek, there are just some periods where everything goes your way. The Ducks had great chances. They missed the net. Cam Talbot made some excellent saves, and it seemed like every time the Flames created a good opportunity at the other end, the red light went on.
And that period in a nutshell, I think, could be described by talking about what happened at the Flames' end of the ice and then what happened at the Ducks' end of the ice seconds later. So the Ducks get a 3-on-1. Ricard Raquel walks right down Main Street, is in a great position to shoot and to score, and his stick breaks in half. Flames take the puck down the other way. Mark Jankowski with a beautiful toe drag and a perfectly placed shot. And that turns a 3-0 game into a 4-0 game, and what a period for the Flames here at Honda Center in Anaheim. They have lost so many games to the Ducks in this building. They've only won here two times in their last 30 tries, but well on their way to a third win in 31 tries with the way that first period went.
Didn't we talk about turning the page and forgetting about what happened in the past? So if you're the Flames, well, you can't get any of those back, but you could win your second straight this year in this building. They're now well on their way to doing that. But again, I have seen some goofy things happen here. Still lots of time left.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens in the second and third periods, but great start for the Flames in the first. They lead the Ducks 4-0 through 20 minutes tonight. And Pat Steinberg's going to have all the highlights for you. He's standing by in the Basement Systems downtown studio, and we'll host our first intermission right after the break. Again, the score through 20 minutes here at Honda Center in Anaheim. If you're just joining us, you might want to sit down because this might knock you right off your feet. It's the Flames 4 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Winter weather is here, friends, and that's got me all kinds of excited with my Q8 from Glenmore Audi. Trips to the mountains, beer league hockey games, and trips to the dome mean I'm in my gorgeous Q8 a ton. Road conditions not ideal? Not concerned with the legendary Audi Quattro all-wheel drive. City streets or mountain passes, my Q8 from Glenmore Audi has us comfy and safe while delivering those head-turning Audi good looks and all the space for that winter sports gear. Have it all with the Q8 from my pals at Glenmore Audi.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames up by 4 after 20 minutes of play. 4-0. They lead the Anaheim Ducks at the Honda Center as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. This game started even enough, and the Flames got out to a power play. Looked like the Ducks were going to kill it off and maybe gain some momentum, but as that penalty was expiring, Calgary opens the scoring.
Far side to Stone with a shot tipped. Loose puck in front. They jam away and score! Elias Lindholm appeared to be the last Flames player to touch it as he stretches his point streak to 9 games and gives the Flames a 1-0 lead.
25th goal of the season for Lindholm. Michael Stone, TJ Brody the assist at 8:15 of the first period. That seemed to open the floodgates for the Flames.
Flames do hold it in though. Kachuk to Mangiapane, dancing in, centers, Backlund scores! Michael Backlund puts the puck in a half-empty Ducks net. And the Flames have taken a 2-0 lead.
That is the 9th of the season for Michael Backlund. Andrew Mangiapane, Matthew Tkachuk, the assist at 12:10. That's a 5-game point streak now for Michael Backlund. And then just 89 seconds after that.
Spins across the Ducks' blue line, stops, walks to the net, shoots, and scores! What a shot by Oliver Shillington. He picks the top corner and makes it 3-0 Flames.
Rough first period for John Gibson. That's an outside shot that beats him. Shillington second from Rasmus Anderson at 13:39 to make it 3-0. And then that period gets even worse in the final minute where Mark Jankowski beats him with an outside shot. Jankowski's fourth from Brody and Mangiapane comes at 19:05. Flames score 4 in the first period to make it 4-0 after 20. They outshoot the Ducks 16-12 in the open. opening frame. Calgary 0-for-1 on the power play. Anaheim 0-for-2 with the man advantage. That's a nice start for the Flames. They're up 4-0 after 20. That's your first period summary. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game. Brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for details. We're hopping inside the Flames time machine. Coming up next, Flames lead by 4-1. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
February is Heart Month. You only have one heart. Allow the HeartFit Clinic to take care of it. HeartFit Clinic is the only clinic that can help predict your likelihood of heart attack or stroke within the next 5 years. Common stress tests can miss heart disease. HeartFit Clinic's assessments and treatments allow you to intervene, prevent, and reverse heart disease much sooner. No doctor referral required. Get a free consultation and gift for Heart Month from HeartFit Clinic today. Visit heartfit.ca.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Big first period for the Flames, and they lead the Anaheim Ducks 4-0 after 20 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio, Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. It's time to finish off our chat with former Flames forward Jamal Mayer. Says he played just one season, only part of that one season with the team. Just 27 games going back to January and the rest of the season in 2010. He was part of that Dion Phaneuf trade in January 2010. Overall, 915 NHL games. The Flames, Maple Leafs, Blues, Sharks, and Blackhawks. In conversation with Kelly Kirsch. Here's part four of our four-part chat with former Flame Jamal Mayer inside the Flames time machine.
Some guys want to get into, you know, coaching. Some guys don't want to have anything to do with the game. Other guys get into broadcasting, and you took that route as you do stuff with the Chicago Blackhawks and NBC Sports. What's that transition been like? I'm curious.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Good buddy of mine, a former coach with you guys, Jamie McLennan. We played together in St. Louis. He was assistant coach when I was in Calgary for that short time. We've remained close friends, and you know, I remember touching base with him during the final in 2013. At the time, he was doing NHL Network and stuff with TSN, and just reached out to him and asked him what the likelihood of me talking to the executive producer with NHL Network. And I was fortunate enough to set up a meeting during the final, actually, and to set up an audition in August, right? Because I knew the end was near for me. And or I was right there at the end and wanted to kind of set myself up for the next chapter, and was fortunate enough to, you know, to audition in August and got started with NHL Network when they were still in Toronto, even though it was only broadcast in the United States. And I did that for about a year and a half, and then I took a job with the Blackhawks, where I'm now an analyst for NBC Sports Chicago, which is a ton of fun, and I do a lot of work also representing the organization and the community in their outreach and fan development programs.
Jamal, what's next? What is your 5-year plan? Do you want to keep doing the media thing? Do you want to get behind the bench or scout or whatever? Or are you just kind of taking it year by year?
Yeah, I think I'm just taking it year by year. I'm also doing some things with the league in regard to working with Kim Davis with their diversity and inclusion efforts to grow the game, not only at the grassroots level with USA Hockey, but also changing some things within our great game culturally to make it more inclusive and accepting for people of all backgrounds. So I'm excited about that and excited about being a small part of Kim's vision, and just excited to continue to do it. Whatever happens, happens. Just roll with the opportunities as they come. I've been very, very fortunate at the game. I have a lot to be thankful and grateful for. So I'm very lucky.
Well, Jamal, 10 years can just fly by, right? I mean, when you think about it, that's kind of crazy. You're part of a massive trade, and here you are still giving back to hockey. Thanks so much for taking some time out in Flames Radio. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and I really did enjoy my time in Calgary. I wish we would have made the playoffs that year. We should have, and great people. I love the area. I love the community. I could have easily have stayed and lived there, and I can understand why guys like Craig Conroy and Matt Stajan that aren't really from Calgary or Alberta have stayed.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Jamal Mayers, part four of our four-part conversation with him inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure, as the Flames and the Anaheim Ducks are playing in Anaheim right now. Flames up 4-0 after 20 minutes of play as we take a look back inside the neutral zone. Brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. It's a whole new season with Neutral Vodka Soda. No sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Welcome to the neutral zone. And we're taking a look at how this game was going to start for the Flames. Tough to dislike the start. They scored 4 in the first period. They had a 1-0 lead after the 8-minute mark and a 3-0 lead before the 14-minute mark. So definitely the first period the Flames are looking for, and then some. They lead by 4 after 20 minutes of play. It's your look inside the neutral zone, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. Big lead for Calgary after 20. We'll be heading back to the broadcast booth soon, brought to you by South Point Toyota. The Zero Liquidation Sales event is on. Get 0% on every Toyota and zero cost for fuel for 1 year. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower. Out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau. The BBB has been leading the trust revolution for more than 100 years. Part of that means recognizing marketplace heroes who build trust with their customers every day. Do you know a great business that deserves recognition? Nominate them for the 2020 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards today at BBB.org. Join the trust revolution and visit BBB.org today. That's BBB.org.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 4-0 on the Anaheim Ducks after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Okay, here's what's going on right now. Two games are underway. They're in the second period in Denver with the Colorado Avalanche up 2-1 on the Washington Capitals, while the St. Louis Blues have a 3-2 edge on the Vegas Golden Knights. That game is after 20. Everything else is final tonight. Buffalo beats Columbus 4-3 in overtime. Stars get by the Maple Leafs 3-2. Lightning beat the Oilers 3-1. Flyers hammer the Panthers 6-2. Devils over the Red Wings 4-1. Senators upset the Coyotes by a 3-2 score. Preds blank the Islanders 5-0. And the Rangers prevail 4-3 in a shootout over the Minnesota Wild. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Well, can't do much better than the Flames did in period number one. 4 goals. They're up by 4. 4-0 on the Anaheim Ducks after 20 minutes of play. Now just got to manage this one and make sure you come home with 2 points and finish this road trip with 3 wins out of 4 games. Second period play-by-play with Derek Wills and Peter Labarde is coming your way next. 4-0 Calgary after 20 minutes of play. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Homes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right,
and extend the island for our family get-togethers.
Which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks.
We can widen our garage.
Or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Homes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder. Weekdays on the drive home, 5 to 6 p.m. Hockey is always big on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Co-op Inside Hockey has the biggest story, newsmaker, or insider of the day. On the ice or off, you get the best from the 200x85 from Ryan Pinder. On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker. Inside Hockey, brought to you by Calgary Co-op. At Calgary Co-op, you'll find the best products from Western Canada down every aisle. Visit your local Calgary Co-op for the best from the West. Inside Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Home for the Flames.
Well, a great start for the Flames in this game against the Ducks. 4 goals in the first period. Elias Lindholm, Michael Backlund, Oliver Shillington, and Mark Jankowski. And two players had 2 points in the period, as Mangiapane had a couple of assists, and so did Brody, who gets off the schneid big time, snapping a 13-game pointless streak with 2 first-period points. And it is the Flames 4 and the Ducks nothing. When scoring first, the Flames are 16-6-3 this season. When leading at the end of one period, they are 13-2-1. What the record is when leading by 4 following the first period, I have no idea. But Lou, the Flames, I think it's safe to say, were very opportunistic in the opening 20 minutes versus the Ducks.
They were, and they scored some beauties on top of a couple of just Elias Lindholm starting the parade with his 25th. It came seconds after a Flames power play and situation where the Flames directed a puck at the net, and he had a couple of whacks on the doorstep and beat John Gibson. And the Flames, Andrew Mangiapane makes a great play to Michael Backlund as he scored 3 in a row. Oliver Shillington takes a pass on the third one, pulls up, had so much time he almost didn't know what to do with it. And with Milan Lucic in front, fired a top shelf, and then Jankowski waltzed into the zone, had lots of room, got to the circle, and beat John Gibson. Now, is John Gibson in net? I'm going to guess he's not.
No, Ryan Miller's in there.
I had a pretty sneaking suspicion that John Gibson's night would be over, a 9.33 save percentage, lifetime against the Flames. A lot to like, Derek, especially the score, but here's another quick stat. 9 different Calgary Flames were in on the first period scoring.
Here's another interesting stat. Every Flames player was at least plus one except for Zach Rinaldo, who spent 5 minutes in the penalty box, so that could explain why he wasn't a plus player in the first period. But a great start to this game for the Flames, who are finishing off a 4-game road trip. They are 2-1 so far. Clobbered the Canucks 6-2 in Vancouver last Saturday, and then sunk the Sharks 6-2 in San Jose on Monday before falling 5-3 to the Kings in Los Angeles last night. Up 4-0 on the Ducks here in Anaheim this evening.
Rasmus Anderson having a chat with Elias Lindholm. Can guess what language that might be in. Well, right now it's the language of winning, and the Flames. Derek, this is really where you attention to detail, because the Ducks are going to push here in this period. You can bet on that.
Well, the puck's been dropped, and we are underway with the second period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Ryan Miller, the oldest goaltender in the National Hockey League at 39, has taken over for John Gibson. In the second period, the Flames with their road white jerseys on are moving from left to right on your radios. The Ducks with their home blacks from right to left, as Anaheim's going to pick up the puck and send it out to center. Gaudreau spins away from Gouley, and now Anderson steps up and picks up the puck, who gets hit by Gouley, and it comes free in behind the net for Manson. Lindholm beats him to it in the far corner. He'll poke it in behind Miller's net. Flames back off the change, though, as Gouley will bank it off the blade of Raquel's stick and in behind Talbot's net, and he'll stop it and set it up for Stone. Stone slides it right wing side to Hanifin, banks it off the boards and out to center. Terry gets there before Mangiapane and backs it up to Fowler. Slides it far side, and now Delzato moves it ahead to Steele, and he plays it rink wide. His pass to Terry doesn't work, though. And now Mangiapane will step up and pick up the puck and backhand it in behind Miller's net. Ryan Miller stopping 31 of 33 shots in a game against one of his former teams, the Sabres, in a 3-2 win on Sunday. Lou, it was the 385th win of his career. Moved him into a tie with former Flame Mike Vernon for 15th most all time.
He's had a pretty good career.
Excellent. Here comes Brody up the middle of the ice. Tries a pass from Mangiapane, but it's intercepted by Henrique. It's been a really good year for Adam Henrique, who's 2 goals away from his 5th 20-goal season. Here's Stone, long lead pass to Mangiapane, who steps in and drops. Ryan trying to get to the net, gets pulled off the puck by Henrique, and now to come free for Dubé in the far corner. Dubé moves it to Ryan, and drops it right point. Davidson a drive, blockered away by Miller. And now Delzato will lift it up in the air and out. Bounces away from Davidson, but he's able to corral it. Almost caught the Ducks with too many men on the ice there. He'll back it up to his partner, Shillington. Shillington marches up the middle, crosses the red line, and slides it right wing side to Dubé. Tries to get it in deep, but can't get a stick in the puck, and Larson will leave it in behind the net for Lindholm. He fires it out to center and off the stick of Rowney, and that turns into an icing call on the Ducks. Carter Rowney, some might not know this, spent four games with the Flames organization back in 2012-2013, signed an ATO, and played four games for the Abbotsford Heat.
Good Alberta guy from Grand Prairie is Carter Rowney, who spent some time with the Pittsburgh Penguins in his second full season after signing as a free agent here in Anaheim.
Won the Stanley Cup in 2017. Flames after it, the duck zone. Bennett with a shot that misses. Hanifin holds the puck in right point and bounces it up the near boards to Ronaldo. Ronaldo will drop to Jankowski, who spins and plays the puck right point to Hanifin. Hanifin shoots through some traffic, and Miller grabs it and holds it, but a good screen set up there by Bennett.
I was just going to mention, what I've heard you say a lot tonight is through some traffic. When the Flames, and it's been what has really helped them score on this trip, there have just been far more bodies in the house area to either jump on second or third shot opportunities, or as Milan Lucic did on the Shillington goal in the first period, not always easy to stop things you can't see.
Makes it a little harder. Flames with an offensive zone draw. Anderson bounces it up the far boards to Hanifin. Hanifin centers it. Jankowski reaches out and can't get a stick on the puck. And at DeLaurier, who fought Ronaldo in the first period, will skate it across center and throw it into the near corner. Back to get it is Hanifin. He moves it up the right wing boards to Bennett, and he bounces it off Grant Skate and to the Ducks line. And now Manson will quickly move it ahead to DeLaurier, who comes it up the right wing side and shoots right into the flaming sea on the front of Talbot's jersey. And the goaltender holds on.
That is Cam's 14th save of the game. And in a 4-0 scenario, as it was after 20, you might think the goaltender didn't play a key role. I think he did. I would suggest Cam made four or five really good saves in the first, three of them coming during two Ducks power plays.
Ducks win an offensive zone draw, and a shot by Getzlaff is kicked away by Talbot, and now a break. Gaudreau in, shoots, is stopped, tries to jam his own rebound in, and Miller keeps it out. Well, and Gaudreau can't believe it.
Johnny Gaudreau, I do not have a stat handy at how many breakaways he's had this season, but it's got to be in the neighborhood of the last five or six that he has not scored on. Great up pass by Elias Lindholm, as the Ducks' attention to detail defensively has not been where it normally would be, or certainly where head coach Dallas Eakins would like it to be.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. And Getzlaff wins that draw versus Monahan. Delzato will slide it up the near side to Getzlaff, who backs it up to Fowler. Fowler, being pressured by Lindholm, will skip it past him and by Monahan and down the ice. Now Stone slides it ahead to Monahan, who plays it left wing side to Brody, but he coughs it up, and Getzlaff will pick it up and give the puck to Raquel. Raquel drives it and shoots it, is stopped by Talbot. Now bounces beyond it to Raquel, who gives it right to Monahan. He tries to clear but can't. Delzato kicks the puck into the far corner. Raquel rims it around to the near side. Fowler goes down low to Raquel, who drops it. Getzlaff shoots it, and that shot goes about 5 feet wide on the near side. Here's Fowler to Raquel. He leaves it near corner for Getzlaff, who gets squeezed off the puck by Stone. And then Getzlaff gets upended, looks back at the referee, and gives Stone a shot. Here comes Gaudreau in again with a weak shot, and he partially fans on it. Wouldn't call out a breakaway, but it was close.
But as close as you could get to being another one.
Here comes Jones and up the left wing side for the Ducks with a weak shot, easily turned aside by Talbot. And now Backlund moves it up the far boards. Puck bounces over the blade of Kachuk's stick. And back into the Ducks zone, Lindholm will send it out to center, and from there it's dumped in by Shore. Shillington will pick it up in the far corner. Gives it to Kachuk, who makes it behind the back pass to Backlund. He drops it, now Kachuk bounces it off Mangiapane's skate and deep into the Ducks zone, but it's going to be an icing call on the Flames with 15:17 left in the second period, and Calgary still leading here in Anaheim by a count of 4-0.
Sportsnet 960, the Fan, the proud, one of the proud supporters of Kids Sport Calgary. You can give the gift of sport. What a great gift that is. And have a chance to win big by purchasing a ticket for Kids Sport Calgary's citywide 50-50. For more info, visit kidsportcalgary.ca/Alberta/Calgary.
Ducks with an offensive zone draw, but the Flames steal the puck, and now Terry steals it back. Terry will swoop into the far corner. He tries centering it. Good stick there by Shillington to break up the pass, though. And now it comes free for Raquel. Puck ends up in behind the net. Terry and Shillington will chase it into the far corner. Terry wins that foot race, but Mangiapane's going to knock the puck off his stick. Talbot wanders out of the Flames net to get it and gives it to Mangiapane, who just chips it out to center. Here's Lindholm. Hampus, not Elias. Plays it up the left wing side to Richie, who goes rink wide, and now Henrik will spin into the Flames zone. He gets bumped by Mangiapane, but hangs out of the puck and plays it left point to Larson. Larson has shot, and an awkward-looking save by Talbot. Kind of fell over to his right, but still kicked the puck out with his pad. And now Terry tries to jam it in, and Talbot, tied up along the far goalpost, keeps the puck out.
Well, Troy Terry, a fifth-round draft pick for the Ducks, had an incredible World Junior, scored some big shootout goals, especially in the gold medal win against Canada for the United States, went to the Olympics in 2018, played incredibly well over there. Josh Manson today talked about how much stronger he is with the puck, and you could see it on that shift.
Here comes Dubé speeding it up the right wing side. Dubé drives the net, shoots, gets stopped by Miller. Big rebound, Hanifin fires one, and just misses the net. And that puck was about 100 miles an hour heading towards Ryan Miller's head. What a shot by Noah Hanifin.
Do I love the way Dubé is skating in this game.
Ryan's going to chip the puck into the duck zone. Lucic chasing it. Runs Gouley into the end boards. It comes free for Ryan in front, and Miller makes another nice save.
And Ryan Getzlaff didn't like where Derek Ryan was. Rubs him out right in the crease area. Ducks went through a very traumatic situation here when Jay Bouwmeester collapsed 2 days ago. And I don't want to take anything away from the Flames, Derek, but you and I were at the morning skate today. It was very evident that, and how would it not? I wondered where they might be tonight in terms of their focus.
Yep. I said the same thing when I talked to Pat and Ryan on the Flames roundtable this afternoon. Back to the blue line, Brody goes far side. Stone with a howitzer that misses high. Here's Bennett, right point. Bennett spins away from Jones, but his pass to Ronaldo's picked off. And here comes Grant the other way, trying to go outside in on Brody. He loses the puck, and then he tries to hit Brody and misses him. Fowler will step and pick it up. Drops it back to the blue line. Delzato's shot kicked away with the left pad of Talbot. And now Grant will leave it in behind the net. It's scooped up by Rowney. He tries to feed it in front, but the pass goes right to Bennett, and he'll knock it out to the neutral zone to Jankowski, who shoots it into the duck zone. Mark Jankowski with his fourth goal in seven games since he snapped a 38-game goalless streak to start the season. One of the guys who tallied for the Flames in the first period to give them this 4-0 lead in the Ducks. Stepping in is Steele. Steele tries a shot, has it blocked by Anderson. And now Lindholm flips it out to center ahead to Gaudreau, who comes across the Ducks' blue line. Gaudreau will spin, walk to the middle of the ice, try a shot, but it's blocked by Steele. And now here's Anderson with it in the far corner. Anderson protecting the puck, twisting and turning, gets away from Larson. Slides it left point to Lindholm. Lindholm to Hanifin with a shot, tipped over top of the net by Monahan. Now Monahan and Gaudreau working on Lindholm in the near corner. Puck comes out of the pile, right out in front, and is cleared out by Larson. Here comes Steele in for the Ducks. Steele stick handling the net, but Monahan gets back defensively and pushes him off the puck and out of a shooting position. And now a shot by Gouley from the blue lines, kicked away by Talbot. Puck is scooped up in the far corner by Rowney. Rowney being double teamed by Lindholm and Hanifin. Plays it back to the blue line, and now a shot off the stick of Manson misses, and the Flames' Hanifin will lift it up in the air, but not out. Gouley gloves it down and keeps it in, but now it ends up bouncing out to center. Manson back to get it inside of his own territory, moves it up the middle. And now here comes Henrik off the left wing side with a weak shot. Sticked into the far corner by Talbot. Just past the 8-minute mark of the second period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It's still the Flames 4 and the Ducks nothing. Backlund will flip the puck up the near boards and into Ducks territory. Gouley goes back to get it. It was just called up from the San Diego goals on Sunday. Sends it ahead to Richie, who drops. Henrik with a weak shot. That one's off Anderson and wide of Talbot's net. Now Shillington will scoop it up. Slide it up the fireboards to Backlund, who flips it out to center ice to Tkachuk. Tkachuk trying to spring Shillington, who jumps up into the rush, but he kind of loses his balance, and the puck just slides in behind Miller's net. If you're just joining us, Ryan Miller taking over for John Gibson to start the second period after Gibson gave up four goals on 16 shots in the first. Mangiapane will take over behind the Flames net. Slide it up the left wing side. Shellington cuts to the middle and moves it out to center ice. And Backlund will chip it off the glass and in behind the Ducks net. Here's Fowler in the near corner. Right wing side ahead to Silverberg. Silverberg speeds across the Flames line and drops it. And now Jones with a shot off a stick. And it trickles wide to the near corner. And Akachuk will lift it off the glass. And to the Ducks blue line.
Smart play by Matthew. Head nothing. Every out is a good out at this point because the Ducks are starting to come at the Flames here a little bit the last few minutes.
Here comes Getzlaff up the right wing side. He's bumped off the puck by Lucic. And now we'll battle Brody Ford in behind the Flames net as Ryan comes in to help out defensively. Moves it up the fireboards, but Lucic can't clear. Silverberg winds and fires a shot that gets blocked. And now here's Larson. Left point to Lindholm. Right point to Larson again. Larson a shot. That one gets blocked by Ryan as Dubé is going to kick it ahead to Lucic, who skates it out to center, but his pass misses Dubé, and Lucic will have to backtrack to get it, and he'll drop it to Hanifin, who slips it near side to Stone, and he'll push the puck to Lucic, who dumps it into the Ducks zone. Just past the 10-minute mark of the second period. Shots on goal are 23-23, but it's Calgary 4, Anaheim nothing as Terry comes in with it. Terry with a weak shot wide of Talbot's net. Now it's centered. Puck to the blue line. Gouliot drive. Kicked away by Talbot. And we've got a stoppage in play. Puck must have gone over the glass and out of play and then bounced back onto the ice surface. So we'll step away with 9:44 to play in period number two here at Honda Center in Anaheim. What a first period for the Flames. I think it's safe to say their most productive period ever in this building is Elias Lindholm, Michael Backlund, Oliver Shillington, and Mark Jankowski scored. And it's still the Flames 4 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tired of being pushed around? Looking for a better vehicle buying experience? Marlboro Ford is about helping you buy a vehicle, not selling you one. Marlboro Ford is about you. Marlboro Ford has been getting vehicles that are right for Calgarians since 1975 and has no intention of stopping. Whether you want new, used, or Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles, their expert team has a no-pressure approach that's tough to beat, and they'll work for it. Visit them in person or online at MarlboroFord.com.
Sports Drive at 5 with Ryan Pinder. Weekdays on the drive home, 5 to 6 p.m. Hockey is always big on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Co-op Inside Hockey has the biggest story, newsmaker, or insider of the day. On the ice or off, you get the best from the 200 by 85 from Ryan Pinder. On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker. Inside Hockey, brought to you by Calgary Co-op. The beer tastes better when it's bought from the place that cheers for your team. Visit your local Calgary Co-op Wine Spirits beer today. Inside Hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
9:44 left in the second period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It is the Flames 4 and the Ducks nothing. That's what's happening in this game. And now with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Peter Loubardius.
If you're a Flames fan, you'll like this. St. Yeah. Louis 4, the Golden Knights 2 in the second. Earlier tonight, it was Tampa Bay beating Edmonton 3-1 and Ottawa downing Arizona 3-2. Nashville shut out the Islanders by a score of 5-0. Colorado leading Washington right now 2-1 at the end of two.
So the two other Pacific Division teams that the Flames are fighting with, both losing in regulation time tonight. Fowler with a shot. That one's kicked away by Talbot. Puck bounces up the near boards. Bennett can't get it out. Here's Terry back to the blue line to Fowler. And now right point. Delzato with a shot that misses the net. Rebound came off the end boards, and Richie couldn't get a hold of it. Here comes Ronaldo the other way. Steps in off the right wing side and shoots, and that shot's blocked by Delzato. It takes a weird hop in front, but no damage is done as Delzato's going to leave it in behind the net for Fowler. Fowler moves it up the middle to Richie. Richie dishes it off to Terry, who taps it near side to Henrique. He drops to Terry, who steps in and shoots, and Talbot sticks that shot to the near corner. Here's Richie. Left point to Fowler. Across the blue line to Delzato. He shoots. It's tipped in front. Talbot knockdown! Makes a miraculous save on Henrique. And then Henrique two-hands Anderson. The referee standing right there watching the whole thing does not call a penalty. That was some save by Talbot. Might have been accidental. I'm not sure. But he kept the puck out of his net, and that's all that matters.
Well, he's had to make 16 of them in the period, and there's still 8.5 minutes left in
it. Yeah, the Flames just sitting on this 4-0 lead. Here they come across the Ducks line. Gaudreau up the right side. Drops it. Shillington steps in. Gives it to Lindholm. And he got handcuffed accepting that pass, so he just throws the puck out of the corner, and Silverberg will clear it down the ice. Here's Brody. Ahead to Lindholm with the red line. Lindholm ahead to Monahan, but he has his stick chopped out of his hands by DeLaurier, and the Ducks are going to take a penalty for doing that, and the Flames will head to the power play when we come back. 8:06 to play in period number two here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It is still the Flames 4 and the Ducks 2, and this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a whole new season, and the game has changed. Are you ready? Neutral vodka soda, new flavors, no added sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Neutral, the official vodka and vodka soda of the NHL.
106.5 Mountain FM is the Bow Valley's only local radio station.
When you head to the mountains, tune in to 106.5 FM just outside Canmore.
This is what you came for.
Great music, of course. Up-to-date highway conditions, plus ski and snowboard reports twice an hour.
I'm used to just dance, come on.
Live and local in Canmore and Banff. Check out Mountain FM anytime on the Radio Player Canada mobile app.
106.5 Mountain FM.
The Bow Valley's only local radio station.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Experience all the action of Flames, Hitman, and Roughneck games from the comfort of a Scotiabank Saddledome suite. Rent one as part of an exclusive premium package, and you could enjoy one of those three teams in luxury. To inquire about your own rental suite, visit calgaryflames.com/premium.
We are bringing you this Pacific Division battle from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth here at Honda Center in Anaheim. And South Point Toyota's zero liquidation sales event is on now. Get 0% financing on every Toyota, including the all-new 2020 Highlander, and pay $0 for fuel for 1 year. It's time to Toyota, especially with those great deals. Do it under the tower at South Point Toyota.
Cam Talbot, just before Monahan had his stick slash, made a great save on a redirect by Richie, who, by the way, has yet to have a point in his career against the Flames, and then robbed Adam Henrique.
Puck has cleared up the near boards and down the ice as it gets by Gaudreau. Talbot will wander out of his net. Brownie giving him something to think about as Talbot will move it up the near boards to Lindholm, who has another point tonight. And that means a 9-game point streak for the Flames' leading goal-getter this season. Flames are on the power play, trying to extend their 4-0 lead. Here's Tkachuk at center ice. He moves it rink wide to Monahan. Monahan gets caught from behind by Grant. Puck ends up bouncing behind Miller's net. Lindholm and Monahan in there digging for it. Free it up, but it ends up getting away from Gaudreau in front, and Grant will shoot it down the ice. Flames scored just after they had a power play in the first period, so officially 0-for-1 with a man advantage so far tonight. Here comes Tkachuk, mouth guard hanging out of his mouth as usual. He crosses the Ducks' blue line, floats it into the far corner to Monahan. Monahan will rim it around, but his pass to Lindholm is intercepted by Fowler. Good read there by the Ducks defenseman, and he'll dump the puck down the ice.
Well, the first group has little going, so here comes the Flames' second power play group that have scored a couple of big goals on this trip.
And Backlund, Mangiapane, Lucic, and Dubé, the four forwards. And Anderson, the only defenseman, but here comes Grant down the ice. Grant saucers it in front, but his pass skips past Rowney. Now Dubé goes back to get it behind his net. Grant chasing him, but Dubé, who's really flying tonight, comes racing it up the right wing side. Tries a drop pass. It is broken up by Gouley, though, and the Ducks. They'll flip the puck down the ice again. 20 seconds left in this penalty to DeLaurier. Anderson will wind up from behind his own net, crosses blue line, fly across the red line, and play it left wing side to Dubé, who's thumped by Getzlaff, and Dubé gets knocked out of the ice and is slow to get up, and a little bit banged up after that hit by the Ducks captain.
Boy, you hope he's okay. He's going
right down
to the
tunnel.
Room.
Yep. Now here's Anderson, right wing side to Brody. Brody crosses the red line and gets pushed off the puck by DeLaurier, who comes out of the penalty box. The Ducks will flip it into Flames territory. Anderson, near corner to Brody. Behind the net to Anderson. He'll fire it off the boards and out. And now Manson will knock it down and try to shoot it right back in. But Bennett ties him up. Finally, Manson gets free. And now he'll knock it in behind the Flames net as the Ducks make a wholesale change. Just under 6 minutes left in the second period. Lindholm, Backlund, Shillington, and Jankowski scoring for the Flames in the first. And they still lead the Ducks 4-0 here at Honda Center in Anaheim. And that's despite being outshot 28-23 in the hockey game, Lou.
16-7 in this period.
Here's Larson, right wing side. His pass, though, skips past his intended target, Terry. And now the Ducks will just shoot it in from center. Talbot, far side to Brody. And now up the middle of the ice, but the pass bounces off Bennett's stick, and Terry's going to pick up the puck and back it up to Lindholm. Lindholm crosses his blue line, and now the red line, and slides it back to Terry, who busts in. Terry, to the backhand! Stopped by Talbot! And there's a penalty call coming, but better than a goal against, I guess.
Troy Terry has 4 goals, 12 points in 42 games this season. He has absolutely been dangerous, dangerous, dangerous in this second period. Unlucky not to have something to show for his efforts. He's just drawn the Ducks' third power play.
Well, we'll see what the Flames can do on the penalty kill when we come back. 4:58 to play in the second period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. The Flames won 2-1 in game one of the season series in this building, looking for back-to-back wins in Anaheim for the first time since 1996, and they are well on their way. They have a 4-0 lead, and this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Let's do some F-150 math. 6, the number of engines you can choose from. 3,270, that's how many pounds of payload F-150 can carry. 13,200, that's how many pounds of anything it can tow. 0, that's the purchase finance rate you get for 60 months on select new 2020 F-150 models. It all adds up to F-150. Get the truck that's built for you. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
The best ritual of all. On Flames Home Game Days, it's Boomer's Game Day Ritual. We've got a trivia question. Think you know it? Text your answer to 960-960. You could win a $50 gift card to Madison's 1212 in the heart of Inglewood. 1212 9th Ave Southeast. Super close to the Dome. Before or after the game, enjoy craft food, beer, and a ride to every Flames home game. Madison's 1212 has all your details to get your ride on home game days. Boomer's Game Day Ritual for Madison's 1212. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Michael Stone on the penalty box for the second time tonight. Flames on the penalty kill for the third time in this game. Leading the Ducks 4-0 with just under 5 minutes to play in the second. Ducks with an offensive zone draw and will set up the power play. Lindholm. Far side to Terry, back to Lindholm, and now top of the near circle to Henrique. Henrique to Lindholm, back to Henrique. He'll drop it behind his back left point to Lindholm, who fakes a shot and now makes a pass to Terry. He'll turn up the right wing boards, step into the far corner and stop, and drop right point to Lindholm. Lindholm walks the line, gives it back to Terry, who steps in and shoots. That shot blocked by Brody, and Terry gets it back in the far corner, tries to center it in front to Silverberg, but the pass is intercepted by Anderson, who bounces it by Henrique and down the ice. Miller out directing traffic. We'll leave it for Lindholm. Lindholm marches up the middle, slides a pass ahead to Silverberg, who drops to Henrique. He gives the puck to Richie and will dump it in beyond the Flames net. And now here's Richie, left point to Lindholm, across to Terry, into the near circle to Henrique. Back to Lindholm with a shot, blocked. Silverberg swings and misses in front, but the Flames can't clear it out. Here's Lindholm, up the far boards to Terry again. Just under a minute remaining in the power play, but Terry's pass back to Lindholm is way off the mark, and the puck slides down the ice. Getzlaff will take over at his own blue line. Ryan Getzlaff hitting Dylan Dubé just a few minutes ago, and Dubé's gone to the Flames dressing room. Puck bounces up the near boards to Grant. He plays it left point to Raquel. Raquel, right point to Fowler. He walks into the corner and drops it in front to Steele. Steele will back it up to the blue line to Raquel again, but he gives it away to Backlund, and Backlund's going to race up the left wing side into the Duck zone. Backlund drives the net, shoots, and scores! A beautiful forehand, a backhand move by Michael Backlund, who scores his second goal of the game. It is 5-0 Flames.
The Calgary Flames' sixth shorthanded goal of the season, and Michael Backlund drops his shoulder on fellow Swede Rickard Rakell, goes upstairs, backhand, top shelf, glove side. First multi-goal game for Michael, dating back to last March the 10th, when he had two goals and an assist in a game versus the Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, Lou, some Ducks fans have seen enough.
They're gone?
Heading right to the exit.
Maybe they just need a refreshment.
Oh, yeah, they could probably use a few adult beverages with the way this game's going. Here's that goal.
Point of the season, second goal of the game. Unassisted. Time of the goal, 16:46. Again for Calgary, the shorthanded goal by Backlund, unassisted at 6:46.
That was a gorgeous goal by Michael Backlund. There is a penalty shot coming up, by the way. If he doesn't score there, he was going to center ice with a chance to score on a penalty shot. So a shorthanded goal by Michael Backlund, and it's now 5-0 Flames. They've been on their heels for most of the second period, Lou. The Ducks have 29 shots on goal in the game. 17 of them have come in the second period, but the Flames were the only goal of this second period here at Honda Center. Shillington just standing behind his net, finally moves the puck to Hanifin. He plays it left wing side, over to Bennett. He crosses the red line, and now the Ducks' blue line, bounces it off the boards and chases it into the far corner. And Lucic is in there on the forecheck as well, and he comes up with it. He'll drop it down low to Bennett, who falls, gives it to Lucic. He centers it. Kankelski will play it right point to Hanifin. Hanifin a shot, and it rolls just wide of Miller's net. And now Terry will take over and send it out to center ice ahead to Larson, who jumps up into the rush. Larson up the left side with a shot. Good stick there by Hanifin, though. It bounces off the shaft of his stick, up over the glass, and out of play with now a minute 54 left in the second period of a game that has been almost unbelievable. When you think about the lack of success the Flames have had in this building, Lou, the fact that they have a 5-0 lead on the Ducks tonight, I feel like I'm dreaming or something.
Somebody put those ghosts away somewhere.
The Harvey the Hound voodoo doll must have sold out. Either that or the guy who was selling the pins to stick in it ran out.
Yeah, a Disney adventure. Flames have everything go their way ride. Not a long lineup today at that ride.
No. Here's Monahan near half-boards. He'll saucer it back to left point to Brody. Brody to Stone with a shot. That one's off Jones sticking wide to the far corner. And now Gaudreau's got it. He'll play the puck right point to Stone. Stone a shot and through some traffic. Miller reaches out and grabs the puck with his glove and holds on.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. And there have been plenty of good ones tonight for every one of them made by a Flames goaltender all season. Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kidsport Calgary. For all the details, you know where to go. ShaneHolmes.com. Cam Talbot has turned aside 29 of 29. And in a 5-0 game, I repeat, he's been a bigger factor than you might think.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. He replaced Gibson following the first period. Flames win the draw. Anderson will slap it in behind the net to Lucic, who taps the puck near corner to Ryan. Ryan takes a stiff hip from Richie, bounces off the body check, and gives the puck back to Lucic behind the net. Lucic hit the far corner by Gooley. And now Ryan gets roughed up by Richie again as Flames will poke it in behind Miller's net. Manson will take over in the near corner for the Ducks and give it to Getzlaff, who chops it out to center ahead to Richie. Richie met at the Flames blue line by Hanifin, and the puck ends up sliding in anyway as Getzlaff will grab it in behind the net and one hand to pass to Terry. He throws it to the net, then it's off the stick of Talbot and wide to the far corner. We're into the final 50 seconds of the period now. Ryan wins a battle with Getzlaff and trips it off the boards, and Ronaldo's going to chase it into the Duck zone, but Larson had a couple steps on him, and the Flames get called for icing.
Derek Ryan's mad at himself. He had a bank pass, and he thought he should have made a better one, and he's also upset because it's an icing, and now a tired group has to stay on the ice with 43 seconds left in the period. Michael Backlund's 10th of the year, second of the night, shorthanded, the only goal of the period.
He's off to Talbot's right. Grant lines up against Ryan. And Ryan wins that defensive zone faceoff for the Flames. Hanifin will swat it up the far side to Lucic, and he will bounce it out to center ice. Ryan stealing it there. Ryan works his way in. Ryan shoots, and Miller makes an awkward-looking save. Ryan gets his own rebound, and that second stop was a little easier for the Ducks goaltender, as now Shillington shoots, and Miller makes a trapper stop.
Well, if Derek Ryan, who's up to 28 points on the year, was upset at himself, he still had a lot of gas left, apparently. He won a clean faceoff in his own zone against Derek Grant, and then ended up at the other end of the rink with two pretty good chances on Ryan Miller, but Miller, who replaced John Gibson here in the second, able to turn both of them away.
Well, Derek Ryan came into this contest with 3 points, a goal, and two assists in three games since snapping six-game goalless and pointless streak. So he's always helping the Flames defensively, but chipping in offensively as well. Here come the Ducks, led by DeLaurier, who skates up the left-wing side and shoots, but that shot's blocked by Stone. DeLaurier gets it back, tries to give it to Rowney in the near corner, eventually gets there. Rowney gets spotty check and taken down to the ice by Tkachuk, as Backlund will pick up the puck and try to clear it. Kanthan's first attempt, and now Tkachuk takes over and weaves his way into the Ducks zone, but that'll do it for the first 40 minutes here at Honda Center in Anaheim. And I can tell you, all the games we've called in this building over the years, partner, I have never felt so comfortable going into the third period. It is the Flames
Careful.
5 and the Ducks nothing, as I find a piece of wood to knock on.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah. Get two. No, did not see this coming. I have not witnessed a lot of this in all the years. Have seen a lot of potential good nights go away. If this one goes away, I'm not coming back.
That's it.
That's it. I'm done.
We're done
with this place.
Yeah.
Once and for all.
I'm with you. Well, as far as special teams is concerned, the Flames 0 for 2 on the power play. They scored shortly after a power play in the first period, but officially 0 for 2 in the game. And 3 for 3 on the penalty kill with a shorthanded goal. So they're winning the special teams battle tonight, which seems fitting. Flames penalty kills are powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a brand new Cadillac, only at GSL Cadillac. Well, it's been a good night for the Flames in more ways than one. Taking a quick look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, things getting a little closer in Vegas. The Golden Knights have battled back and now trail the Blues by a count of 4-3, but a couple of important finals in Tampa Bay. The Lightning, despite not having Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, and Anthony Cirelli, defeat the Connor McDavid-less Oilers 3-1, so that helps the Flames. And in Ottawa, the Senators surprised the Arizona Coyotes 3-2, so the Flames with a chance to pull away from the Coyotes and inch a little closer to the Oilers and actually move into a tie with them for second place in the Pacific Division. And they'd also be able to cut the Canucks lead down to 3 points again, but still a period to play here at Honda Center in Anaheim. But to the Flames well on their way to doing all of those things as they lead the Ducks 5-0. Pat Steinberg is standing by. He is in the Basement Systems downtown studio, and he will host our second intermission right after the break. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Don't let the challenges of water care keep you from owning a hot tub. Paradise Bay's Spa Boy technology is a revolutionary water care system developed and built right here in Alberta and only available on Arctic spas. Spa Boy is an automated salt water care system that tests and adjusts the water for you. With Spa Boy, water care is so easy. The demand for this technology has our factories very busy, so if you've always wanted a hot tub, come see us now. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames add to their lead in period number two, and they've got a commanding 5-0 edge after 40 minutes of play in Anaheim as we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the second period summary. Flames scored 4 in the first period, starting with Elias Lindholm's 25th of the year. Lindholm from Michael Stone and TJ Brody at 8:15 of the first period to make it 1-0. That extends Lindholm's point streak to 9 games. Then Michael Backlund makes it 2-0 Flames with his his ninth of the season. Andrew Mangiapane and Matthew Tkachuk, the assist at 12-10. That extends Backlund's point streak to 5. 89 seconds later, Oliver Shillington would make it 3-0 with his second of the year. Rasmus Anderson, the only assist at 13:39. Then Mark Jankowski makes it 4-0 in the final minute of the first period. Jankowski's fourth from TJ Brody and Andrew Mangiapane at 19:05. Was 4-0 Calgary after 20 minutes of play. Ducks pushed a little bit in the second period. Cam Talbot standing tall. Ducks with a late power play in the second period, but they're not the ones scoring as the Flames add to their lead shorthanded.
Backlund's going to race up the left wing side into the Duck zone. Backlund drives the net, shoots, and scores! A beautiful forehand, a backhand move by Michael Backlund, who scores his second goal of the game. It is 5-0 Flames.
Nice finish on the shorthanded marker for Backlund. Second of the night, 10th of the season, unassisted at 16:46 shorthanded. That's why the Flames lead by 5-0 after 40. Shots in the second period were 18-10 Anaheim. They're 30-26 in favor of the Ducks after 40 minutes of play. Calgary 0-for-1 on the power play in the second. They are 0-for-2 tonight. Anaheim 0-for-1 in the second period. They are 0-for-3 this evening. And it is 5-0 Calgary after 40 minutes of play. That's your second period summary. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for details. We're after 40 minutes of play, which means Flames 40 after 40 is coming your way next. 5-0 Flames after 40 minutes of play in Anaheim. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Chad and
Madison
here from Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. So, Madison, what does Daddy do for a living?
He stops water from coming into basements.
And why do I do that?
So then kids like me can play in them again.
See, even my daughter gets the why. Keep your basement dry with Doug Lacey's Basement Systems, the only company with a fully operational service department. We're all things basement-y, and we'll always explain the why. Find us at dlbasementsystems.com.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Okay, Flames up by a 5-0 score on the Anaheim Ducks after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank. We welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio on this Thursday evening. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the second intermission.
This is the Calgary Flames 40 after 40 with Matt Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
He wasn't here for a long time, but it was a good time when left winger Mike Bullard was traded to the Flames from the Penguins in the 86-87 season. Bullard, the Ottawa native, had been drafted by the Penguins 9th overall back in 1980. He played 15 games with the Penguins in 80-81 and scored a goal while adding 3 assists. He did go on to play parts of the next 6 seasons in Pittsburgh, scoring 185 goals and 360 points over 382 regular season games. But the Penguins only made the playoffs in his rookie and sophomore season. In 83-84, he led the Penguins in goals, assists, and points with 51, 41, and 92. But the Penguins would finish 11th in their conference and then draft Mario Lemieux, first overall at the 84 draft. Bullard would become the captain for the 84-85 campaign, and then in 85-86, he finished second in team scoring with 41 goals and 83 points behind Lemieux's 141 points. In 86-87, the Penguins won their first 8 games with Bullard racking up 8 points, but then they went 1-3-2 in their next 6 games, and that prompted a trade. His last game with the Penguins was a 2-1 loss to the Red Wings November 9th, 86, and then he was traded to the Flames for a then 21-year-old Dan Quinn. Bullard had 54 points in 57 games with the Flames that year, and they made the playoffs, but would lose to the Jets in 6 games, as Bullard scored 4 goals and had 7 points in the postseason. He would play one more year in Calgary, and it was a great year. He racked up 48 goals and a career-high 103 points, second on the team to Hakan Lube's 106. It was a really good year for the team. They won the President's Trophy, set franchise records for wins with 48 and points with 105, although both would get broken a few years later in 88-89. In the playoffs, Bullard missed the first three games, but he had an assist in a 6-4 win for the Flames over the Kings in round one, but then just one more assist in the second round as the Flames were swept by the Oilers. On September 6, 1988, 1 month before the season began, Bullard was traded to the Blues, along with Tim Corkery and Craig Cox. Doug Gilmour, Steve Bozek, Mark Hunter, and Michael Dark came back to Calgary in that deal. And Gilmour would go on to have an 85-point season, helping the Flames win the President's Trophy, then another 22 points in 22 playoff games as Calgary won the Cup. The then 27-year-old Bullard played 20 games with the Blues, and they went 8-8-4 over that stretch before he was dealt for the second time in less than 3 months. Bullard went to Philadelphia in a 1-for-1 deal, with the Blues getting 23-year-old Peter Zezel back. An up-and-down year followed for Bullard as he had 23 goals and 49 points in 54 games and helped the Flyers sneak into the postseason. They would defeat the first-place Capitals in a 6-game upset, and then battle back from a 3-2 deficit to beat the Penguins on the road before losing to the Canadiens in the Eastern Conference Final. And that was a Canadiens team that would ultimately lose to the Flames in the Stanley Cup Final. He was that close to facing the Flames in the Stanley Cup Final in the year that he had been traded. Bullard would play two more seasons with the Flyers, and then he went to Europe in 1990-91 before attempting an NHL comeback in 91-92 with the Maple Leafs. In that year with the Leafs, he played in 65 games and had 14 goals and 28 points while going minus 19, ending his NHL career. He played 11 more seasons overseas before finally hanging up the laces. Over his career, Bullard played 727 regular season games, racking up 329 goals and 674 points over an 11-year career before going and playing 11 more years in Europe. He played 136 games in Calgary, collected 76 goals and 156 points. Wasn't there for long, but his .56 goals per game is the Flames' highest in franchise history, and his 1.15 points per game rate is second only to Kent Nielsen. Internationally, the Ottawa, Ontario native represented Canada once. That came at the 1986 World Championships as he helped Canada to a bronze medal. Now, Mike Bullard wasn't with the Flames for their Stanley Cup win, but sometimes you have to give up to gain, and the deal that sent Mike Bullard to the Blues ultimately helped the Flames to their lone Stanley Cup win.
There's another edition of Flames 40 After 40 with Matty Rose as the Flames are in their 40th season or 40th year in this city as we are profiling the 40 best who have ever worn the Flames jersey. Nice job by Matty once again. We're after 40 minutes of play at the Honda Center in Anaheim where the Flames lead by a 5-0 score after two periods of play. Yeah, it's been a fairly lopsided one so far this evening. It's time to go back inside the neutral zone, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. It's a whole new season with Neutral Vodka Soda. No sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Welcome to the neutral zone. And we were looking at the start of this game for the Flames. And the start is really all you need to know about this game. Makes the final 40 minutes of this hockey game almost immaterial when the Flames opened up a 3-0 lead in the first 14 minutes and a 4-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. The start is all you need to know about this hockey game. Flames adding one more in the second period. That's why they lead by 5-2. That's your look inside the neutral zone, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. Big lead for the Flames. Could be a big win. Likely will be a big win for them on the road in Anaheim. We'll find that out in a few minutes, but we'll be going back to the broadcast booth soon. Brought to you by South Point Toyota and the Zero Liquidation Sales Event, where you can get free winter tires and free tire storage. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower. Before that, though, you're out of town scoreboard, which is coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wednesdays on Binder and Steinberg, the snow show goes live in the 2 p.m. hour. Downhill skiing and snowboarding are always on the snow show. Great tips on equipment, the best places for a snow getaway, and even a check on how Team Canada's doing on the various circuits this winter. Binder has it all on the snow show. Brought to you by Lewis Performance Center. Make your ski experience all that it can be with skis, boots, and accessories which are custom fit to your needs and performance. Details always at lewis.ca. Get ready for winter with the snow show right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
From the moment you walk in the door, you will feel the difference. As our supreme guest, enjoy a cappuccino and relax while we get caught up in the moment. Share your wishes and allow us to present Supreme. For over 70 years, Supreme Menswear has been a special gathering place. We are passionate about fashion and our community. we treat others as we wish to be treated. Let's accept and connect with each other. Thanks for supporting local dreams and cheering on our Flames.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Okay, Flames have their game in pretty strong control. It's 5-0 Flames in Anaheim after 40 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to our Basement Systems downtown studio. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now, brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. So, they're in the third period right now in Colorado. The Avalanche up. Actually, Colorado has now given up the lead. Washington has tied it. It is 2-2 in Denver. That game is late in the third period, about 6.5 minutes to go. They're after 40 minutes of play. In Vegas right now, Golden Knights trailing the St. Louis Blues by a 4-3 score. Everything else is final on the NHL ice tonight. Buffalo Sabres get an overtime goal from Victor Olofsson. They beat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a 4-3 score. Dallas Stars win on the road in Toronto by a 3-2 score, spoiling Freddie Anderson's return to the net. Edmonton Oilers lose 3-1 in Tampa Bay this evening, while the Philadelphia Flyers hammer the Florida Panthers 6-2. Devils 4-1 winners on the road, rather at home, to the Detroit Red Wings. Ottawa Senators hold on for a 3-2 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Nashville Predators blank the New York Islanders 5-0 at home. And the New York Rangers score late to tie and then win in a shootout. Big loss for Minnesota. Big loss point anyway for Minnesota. They fall 4-3 to the Rangers in a shootout this evening. That is your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. So far, so good for the Flames. We talked about needing to win this game to make this road trip a successful one. Well, they're well on their way to doing that. 5-0. They lead in Anaheim after 40 minutes of play. We'll see if they can close out a third win in four games on the road with third period play-by-play in less than 3 minutes' time. Derek Wills, Peter Labardi is standing by at the Honda Center in Anaheim. They've got the third period coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Whatever you can imagine, Envision Custom Renovations makes it become a reality. By focusing on a true collaboration with their clients, Envision Custom Renovations are able to deliver stunning renovations, transforming every home into luxury living. They are members of the Calgary Home Builders Association, a Renomark member with the Renovator's Mark of Excellence, and one of Brian Baumler's approved renovators. Discover beautiful renovations and more info at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
Derek Wills, voice of the Calgary Flames. Weekday mornings, Derek joins Will Knoll to get everybody up to date on the Flames. The game that was, the game coming up, who's in and who's out. Derek's with the team all the time. Find out the inside info on your Calgary Flames. Wills in the morning, 9:05 weekdays, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by SML Entertainment, making family time more exciting with pool tables, pinball, ping pong, beachcomber, and Caldera hot tubs, and more. Visit smlentertainment.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. The third period of Calgary Flames Radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, prior to this road trip, the Flans... Let me try that again. Prior to this road trip, the Flames hadn't scored 6 goals in a game that was decided in regulation time this season. Well, they defeat the Canucks 6-2 in Vancouver on Saturday, and then they defeat the Sharks 6-2 in San Jose on Monday. And following 40 minutes here in Anaheim, they lead the Ducks 5-0. Lou, we were talking about it off the air before we came back on the air. It's amazing what a little confidence can do for individual players and for a team collectively, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, and it starts to go in for you. And tonight's truly been one of those nights where I would be very curious to see what scoring chances are in both dressing rooms in terms of what the coaches and the video coaches keep. Flames have been incredibly opportunistic, and right at the head of the list right now has to be Michael Backlund, who has his first multi-goal game of the year. He extends his point streak to 5. and Mark Jankowski. Four goals in seven after going 38 with zero.
That's going from ice cold to pretty hot in a hurry. As the third period has started here at Honda Center, the Flames with their road white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios. The Ducks with their home blacks from left to right. As Gooley will lug it up the left wing side and play it rink wide. His pass is into the feet of Terry, but Manson will step up and pick up the puck for the Ducks. Drops it right point to Henry. Henry slides it near corner. It ends up slipping past Manson into the far corner. Monahan and Terry fighting for it there. Terry knocked down by Monahan as Lindholm will pick up the puck and drop it to Monahan, who saucers it left wing side to Hanifin, and he's going to back it up to Gaudreau. Gaudreau's had a bunch of breakaways tonight. This time he decides to skate the puck across center and dump it in as both teams will change. Brendan Gooley, acquired from the Sabres along with a first round pick for Brandon Montour last February, moves it up the middle of the ice and into the Flames zone. Brody will knock it down and drop it to Stone. By the way, Michael Stone plus three in this game, as is his partner TJ Brody. Flames get it in deep. Mangiapane will knock it down a little backland. The stick handles in behind Miller's net and plays the puck left point to Brody. Brody will knock it down a little to Tkachuk. Puck ends up rolling away from him, and he'll battle with Steele forward in the far corner. Comes free to front. Mangiapane is shot stopped by Miller, and the Ducks try to clear but can't. Stone holds it in. Stone will float the puck into the near corner. Comes free for Tkachuk. He'll nudge it up the near side to Mangiapane, and he plays the puck left point to Brody. Brody down low, Tkachuk tries to wrap around and gets stopped. Backlund looking for the rebound and for a hat trick. Can't get to the puck. And here come the Ducks down the ice. Fowler's going to fling it in behind the Flames net. Brody will move it up the far boards to Stone. He chips it ahead to Dubé. Boy, it's good to see Dylan Dubé back on the ice. He took a big hit from Ryan Getzlaff in the second period. Went to the Flames dressing room, did finish the period on the bench, I'm told, but good to see him back out there in the third.
It's really good because at first, you know what I was a little worried about, don't you?
Concussion.
I was.
Here comes Ryan across the red line. He'll flip the puck into the far corner. Lucic chasing after it, beaten there by Lindholm. He slides the right wing side to Rowney, and he'll skate the puck out to center ice. Rowney floats it into the far corner. Davidson back to get it. Spun around by DeLaurier. The good thing about having a 5-0 lead, Lou, is that Jeff Ward can really roll through four lines and three pairings in the third period tonight. Here comes Grant up the right wing side into the Flames zone. Grant driving the net, gets angled off by Shillington. That's a good, strong defensive play by Oliver Shillington and a much bigger man in Derek Grant.
That was very well defended. Shillington has his second goal of the year, too.
Here comes Raquel across the Flames line. His pass to Manson's way off the mark. Bennett's going to pick up the puck at his zone. Scamper up the right wing side. He has a chop off a stick. Ronaldo's there to grab it. He gets all tangled up with Getzlaff. And now he gets bumped by Shore as the puck squirts across the ice. And Manson will pick it up. Manson shoots in his stop. Bouncing puck in front. Getzlaff takes a swing and misses. And now Ronaldo will knock it out to the neutral zone. And Jankowski will dump it down the ice from there. Miller out of his net. Gives the puck right to Bennett in the far corner. He goes down low, Ronaldo. Feeds it in front, but the pass ends up going off Gooley's stick, and now Getzlaff, who's minus four in the hockey game, will clear it out to center. Raquel shoots the puck in from the red line. It rims around and to the blue line, but it's held in right point by Richie. He knocks it behind the net. Anderson grabs it and swings it up the right wing side to Lindholm, who's got three goals in his last two. He moves it up the middle. Monahan shoots off the stick of Henrik and over the glass and out of play.
There's a gentleman who could use one. Sean Monahan, he's been around it a lot. Had a couple great chances last night, two or three during the course of this game. And Elias Lindholm hit him with speed in the seam at the line, but a good recovery by the Ducks to deflect the Monahan shot away.
Monahan wins an offensive zone draw. Terry steals the puck, but Lindholm lifts a stick and steals it back and slides it into the near corner. Fowler with an outlet pass to Henrik. Who drops, and now Delzato will bounce it up the near boards to Henrik, who shoots it down the ice. Anderson, who's got another point tonight, and now has 4 points in his last five games. Trying to get the puck out, reaches out for it, and now collects it, but can't clear it. Fowler holds it in right point. Gives it right back to Anderson, though, and he'll skip it out to center. Fowler takes over there, and ends up twisting back to his blue line as the Ducks change and the Flames will follow suit as we approach the 5-minute mark of the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. On first period goals by Lindholm, Backlund, Shillington, and Jankowski, the Flames led 4-0 following the first period. And then a second period shorthanded goal by Michael Backlund, his second of the game. They've got a 5-0 lead early in the third. Lajapati will pick it up in his zone, bounce it to the blue line, and just out. And now Backlund will turn back into his own territory with it. Leave it behind for Brody, who makes a hard pass across to his partner, Stone. Stone played 20-plus minutes in each of the last three games. Of course, the Flames without Mark Giordano and Travis Hamonic right now, and his role has really increased, probably more so than anybody else. Puck loose at the red line. Larson chasing. Brody beats him to it and flings it down the ice. Miller will slow it down for Lindholm, who's being hassled on the forecheck by Backlund, and he'll back the puck up to Jones, who tries to clear and can't. Dubé holds it in right point. Dubé chasing after Larson. Larson will poke the puck to Lindholm. He'll knock it out to the neutral zone. And now Brownie trying to win a fight for the puck with Shillington, but it ends up squirting in behind the net to Davidson. He takes a stiff hit from DeLaurier. Puck held in by Grant, who attempts a shot in the far corner, but has it blocked by Ryan. And now it'll bounce in behind Talbot's net. Here's a name I haven't said often in this third period, Lou, and I said it too often in the second, as the Flames are going to get called for icing here.
He made 18 second period stops, and he has one that he's had to deal with. You could tell right off the get-go that the Flames' attention to detail to start this third period much better. And following the game, one of Cam's saves will be the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every one of those made by a Flames goalie, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kids Sport Calgary.
Face off to Talbot's right. Ducks win the draw. Back to the left point to Gouliou. Backs up along the blue line and tries a shot, but it's blocked by Dubé. Talbot wanders out of his net and works it up the near side to Davidson. He gives the puck to Ryan, but Manson whacks it away from him, and now Henrique has it. Henrique will slide it in behind the net and center it in front. Terry on the doorstep, cut off by Ryan. A great defensive play by Derek Ryan and Troy Terry to prevent him from getting a shot off. And now Henrique spins and shoots and is stopped by Talbot. And Dubé will clear the puck out. The Ducks will bring it right back in. Richie, off the right wing side, drops. Gouliou feeds it across, and that pass to Terry is knocked away by either Shillington or Jankowski. And now Jankowski is going to float the puck to the Ducks' blue line. Henrique moves it up the right wing side. Delzato tries to spin his way in. Loses control of the puck, and now Anderson gives it to Jankowski, who knocks it out of the air and out to center ice. Here's Getzlaff with it. Left wing side to Fowler. His pass, a weak one, intercepted by Jankowski, who skates it across the Ducks' blue line. Dangles it and shoots. Gets stopped by Miller. Rebound. Jankowski scores! Mark Jankowski scores his second goal of the game. And it's his fifth goal in seven games since snapping a 38-game goalless streak to start the season. Unbelievable. It's 6-0 Flames.
Well, Cam Fowler with a turnover in the middle of the ice. Jankowski intercepts. He walks in, gets to the middle of the ice against Ryan Getzlaff, who then let him go. So Getzlaff, by the way, now -5. And on the rebound of his own shot, Jankowski finds the back of the net. Third time in four games, the Flames have hit the net and turned the red light on 6 times.
And they hadn't done it in their first 55 games this season, at least not in regulation time. Here's the latest.
77, Mark Jankowski. His fifth goal, seventh point of the season, second goal of the game. Unassisted. Time of the goal, 6:55.
Well, the Flames have scored a touchdown now. They lead the Ducks 6-0. We'll see if they can convert their touchdown. But first, they're going to head to the penalty kill here. The late call coming up against the Flames as Miller gets to the Ducks bench, but not in time to do any damage. And we'll come back with a Anaheim power play with 12:29 to play in the third period here at Honda Center. Calgary with 6 goals on 31 shots, and it's the Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The future of SUVs has arrived. The all-new 2020 Ford Escape with available head-up display technology and best-in-class second-row legroom. It's built for the future. Trust me, I know. I'm a robot.
You heard her. Lease the 2020 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive for 40 months at 3.49% APR with $3,000 down. That's only $187 every 2 weeks. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
It's a whole new season, and the game has changed. Are you ready? Neutral Vodka Soda. New flavors. No added sugar. No preservatives and 0 grams of carbs. Neutral, the official vodka and vodka soda of the NHL.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
When a Flame player scores three, and that could happen tonight, it's a boot trick, and a lucky customer will win a new pair of boots from the Alberta Boot Company. Enter in-store. While shopping for great Western wear and cowboy boots, Alberta Boot, located 2 blocks east of McLeod Trail on 50th Avenue, Mark Jankowski has his second of the night, his first multi-goal game since scoring 2 shorthanded goals last season, November the 25th, 2018, in Arizona against the Coyotes.
Flames about to head to the penalty kill. Jankowski on the ice for that. In the box is Rinaldo, as the Ducks will head to their fourth power play of the hockey game. Not only are they 0 for 3, they've also surrendered a shorthanded goal. Michael Backlund scoring a beauty to make it 5-0 late in the second. Flames win the defensive zone draw. Ducks steal it. Lindholm goes right wing side to Terry, who steps in and shoots, and that shot was rolling wide of Talbot's net. And Henrique will hold it in left point. Now Lindholm across to Terry. Terry drops it. Silverberg! Stopped by Talbot from point blank range. That's his best save tonight. Here's Henrique now, top of the near circle to Terry with a shot, and it's blocked by Brody. Brody breaking his stick, getting in the way of that shot. Puck to the right point to Lindholm. He slides it across, and it gets it back from Henrique. Lindholm into the far corner, Silverberg in front. Pass bounces by Richie. Terry will take over and drop to Lindholm. Lindholm over to Henrique with a shot, fought off by Talbot. And now here's Terry, right point to Lindholm. He walks the line with a minute 10 left in the Ducks' power play and dishes it off to Terry. Terry shoots, and that's off the chest protector of Talbot. Up over the glass and out of play. And Jeff Ward talked about being willing to do the difficult things, the things that don't feel good. TJ Brody with a big shot block in the penalty kill right there, Lou.
TJ Brody's had a whale of a night. 2 assists, multi-point game, his first since he had a couple of helpers in Edmonton on December the 27th, +3 in the game on top of that, and you're right. Went down, blocked a shot, had his stick broken too during that shift.
Anderson will swat it up the far side to Ryan, and he pulls out his 3-iron and golfs the puck down the ice. But now just under a minute remaining in the Rinaldo penalty, and 11:23 left in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. If you're just joining us, this might stun you. It is the Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing. Flames hoping to head back to Calgary with 6 of a possible 8 during the 6 or 4 game road trip. Here's Lindholm across. Richie trying a pass as it broke it up. Here comes Backlund out to center. He's got 2 of the 6 goals tonight. So does Jankowski. Lindholm and Shillington have the only 2 tallies for the Flames. Willie back to get it. Now 20 seconds left in the Ducks' penalty. Gives it away. Jankowski in front. Took a pass from Dubé looking for the hat trick, but couldn't get a shot off. Here come the Ducks the other way. Gooley, left wing side to Grant. Out in front. And good work there by Jankowski to get back and cut off Delorier before the puck got to him, and the Flames will dump it down the ice as the Ducks' power play comes to an end. The Flames now 4 for 4 in the penalty kill with a shorthanded goal in this game. Here comes Gooley across the line, drops to Delorier, and that shot's right into the gut of the goaltender, and Talbot will hold on with 10:20 to play in the third period now.
Save number 36 for Cam Talbot. The Flames will return home Saturday to take on Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks. Pat will host Flames Game Day live at 6. We'll have Flames warm up at 7. And Derek and I will have all the action at about 8:10.
Ducks with an offensive zone draw. Gooley will swat it in behind the net. Grant reaches out but can't control the puck as Gaudreau is going to grab it, but he can't clear the puck. Delorier holds it in right point. Knocks it into the near corner. Grant will give it to Rowney near half boards. Rowney twisting and turning, being defended by Gaudreau. backs it up to the blue line, but it ends up getting past Manson, and Miller's going to race out of the Ducks' net and pick it up in the near corner. Almost played it outside of the trapezoid there. Now Manson turns it over. Here's Gaudreau with a shot. That one's blocked by Gouley. And now Manson will take over. His pass ends up getting by Grant, and the puck will trickle down the ice as the Ducks and the Flames both make changes with now less than 10 minutes left in the third period. Brody will go right wing side to Stone. Bounces it off. Lucic is sticking in behind the Ducks' net. Miller out to get it. Makes a short backhand pass to Lindholm, who slips it up to the near side to Terry, and he finds Steele jumping up. Steele will drop to Terry. Terry back to Steele. Steele spins. Carries the puck into the near corner and drops right point to Lindholm, who shoots. Talbot knocks it down and then covers it up before any Ducks can get to it.
One of those nights where Cam Talbot is seeing it. When he doesn't, he stops it. He has been dialed in from the get-go and up to 37 saves on the evening.
We'll take a timeout with 9:13 to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. It is the Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The massive citywide 50-50 draw continues. The pot just grows and grows. Half goes to Kidsport Calgary, half could go to you. Buy online at kidsport.ca/Calgary. Listen for Sportsnet 960 and Kidsport Live at OPA of Greece locations all over the city. Kidsport provides support to children so they can play organized sports. No kid should be left on the sidelines. The citywide 50-50 draw brought to you by OPA of Greece. The power of good food believes in the power of community. Drop by and enjoy the flavors of Greece at one of their 32 Calgary locations today. OPA. It's going to be a massive prize. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Raffle license number 538453. Tickets may only be purchased or sold within Alberta. Draw March 6th at City TV, 535 7th Avenue Southwest in downtown Calgary.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
9:13 to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Uh-oh would not be a word I would use to describe how things have gone for the Flames in this game as they lead the Ducks 6-0. And now with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Peter Loubardias.
The Vegas Golden Knights have rebounded from a 4-2 setback to tie the St. Louis Blues in the third period at 4. Other games on the scoreboard, including the Oilers losing in Tampa Bay 3-1, and Arizona falling by a score of 3-2 in Ottawa to the Senators.
Back to the right point to Lindholm. Lindholm a shot off a body and wide to the near corner. It's knocked behind the net by Jones. Now played left point. Larson swats it down low. Taking over behind the net is Steele. He gives it to Jones, who gets a weak shot away, and it's gobbled up by the goaltender Talbot. And he'll hold on.
An odd night. 4 Flames goals in the first that chased John Gibson from the game. The Flames had 16 first period shots and found the net on 4 of them. Gibson entered the game against Calgary with a lifetime save percentage versus the Flames of 9.33. In the second period, the Flames gave up 18 shots on goal, and yet they scored the only goal, shorthanded by Michael Backlund. Backlund has added another earlier in the game, and he and Jankowski have 2. It's 6-0. I'm not sure it's always been indicative of the way the game has been played, but that's what it is.
Terry trying to get to the Flames net. Muscled off the puck by Stone. Terry gets it back and knocks it down to Richie in the near corner. Richie will play the puck right point to Delzato. Delzato throws it up the near side to Henrik, who drops it off to Richie. And he'll work it down low to Henrik, who plays it behind the net to Terry. Terry centers it in front. Pass bounces off the near boards, and Henrik takes over. Henrik with a hard pass, but Stone read it beautifully. He intercepts the puck and sends it out to center to Backlund. Backlund dangles it up the left wing side, gets a sharp angle shot off, and that one's awkwardly turned aside by Miller. And now here's Bennett with a shot or a pass. I'm not sure what that was, but it didn't work. And the Ducks will clear it out to center. We were talking during the break about Troy Terry, and we agreed that he has been by far the Ducks' best player tonight.
Oh, he has been incredibly dangerous. After the second period, he had 8 shots on goal, 10 attempts.
Here comes Bennett weaving his way in. has it knocked off a stick before he can shoot. Willie will grab it in behind the net and give it to Manson. He nudges the puck into the near quarter. Larson trying to clear it out. Ends up bouncing back in behind the net to Gouley, and he'll send it out to center ice. Ahead to Raquel, who comes across the Flames line. Raquel shoots right into the breadbasket of Talbot, and he holds on. It's been another good season for Ricard Raquel. Is the second of the team in points with 34. Only Ryan Getzlaff has more with 37.
Remember in 2018, though, Ricard Raquel, the one-time first-round pick of the Ducks back in the year 2011, had 34 goals.
Had 18 last season. 20, 33, and 34 in the three seasons prior.
He's a really good player.
Here's Manson. He'll lug it in beyond the Flames net into the far corner. Anderson knocks him down awkwardly, and now he's looking for a piggyback ride. Manson's not going to give him one, and now Manson cross-checking Anderson. That's the second time those two guys have been at each other's throats tonight. Ducks will get it in deep. Steele nudges it behind the net. Jones centers it. Steele with a shot. Stopped by Talbot. Loose puck in front. Hanifin falls on it. And now the Ducks dig it out and play it right point to Manson. Manson takes a shot. Makes a pass to Gouley. He gives it to Silverberg. He'll drop back to the blue line and slide it far side to Steele. Steele trying a shot. It's off Gaudreau's stick and wide to the near quarter. And now a stiff hit by Lindholm on Gouley. Puck comes free for Lindholm in the near quarter. Lindholm pickpocketed by Silverberg, who centers. Steele with a shot off a body, and it flutters over the Flames net. Ducks looking to get on the scoreboard here with 6.5 minutes to play in the third period. Flames with a 6-0 lead. Want to protect the you know what, that seven-letter word that starts with an S and ends with a T for their goaltender, Talbot, and they finally get the puck out. Ends up sliding down the ice. Larson will scoop it up, move it up the middle of the ice, off the stick of Delorier and deep into the Flames zone. Nicholas Delorier fighting Zach Rinaldo in the first period. Flames will clear the puck out. Lucic whacks it into the Ducks zone. Lindholm will clear it back out. Dubé diving will nudge the puck to Davidson, who slides it far side to Shillington, and he'll send it out to center to Lucic. He drops to Davidson, who kicks the puck to his stick. Crosses center, plays it into the Ducks zone, but not in deep. There comes Lindholm the other way. Banks it off the skate of Delorier and in behind Talbot's net. Goaltender stops it and drops it. Davidson misses Shillington with the pass, and now Rowney takes over behind the net, centers it. Grant a one-time shot, and it gets blocked by Ryan. Puck to the left point. And now sent across the line. Delzato a drive. Fought off by Talbot. And now Lucic will pick up the puck and flip it to Dubé, who gloves it down. And now skates it out to center and gives it to Ryan, who glides across the red line and dumps it in behind the Ducks net as both teams change with just over 5 minutes to play in the third period. Terry got caught on the train tracks there. Got out of Rinaldo's way. And here comes Fowler across the Flames line. Drops the puck. But the pass to Richie's broken up. And now Bennett. We'll give it to Rinaldo. He plays it rink wide, but not out of the zone. Fowler keeps the puck in right point. Fowler with a shot. Tipped by Richie. Stopped by Talbot. That was one of his trickier saves tonight.
That was a great save on the redirect off the skate and the way he reacted with his right pad.
Jankowski battling for the puck in his zone. Knocks it loose. And now Stone will slide it ahead to Rinaldo. He can't catch up to it. Delzato moves it out to center, and Terry will play it right wing boards to Richie, who skates in and leaves it behind for Manson. Manson to Terry, and out of Manson behind the net. He tries to center it in front and does, but Henrique's shot goes rolling wide to the near corner. Two guys looking for boot tricks tonight, Lou. Michael Backlund and Mark Jankowski have both tallied twice, and they've got 4 minutes and 14 seconds to complete their hat tricks. Stone will fire the puck off the stick of Tkachuk, and from there it deflects over the glass and out of play. Up on the shot clock, Anaheim has 42 to Calgary's 32. But on this night, that stat doesn't matter much, because up on the scoreboard here at Honda Center in Anaheim, with 4:09 to play in the third period, it is the Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, Hi, I'm Peter Marr. It's been 40 years since they moved to Calgary to broadcast hockey. That's also when Green Drop started business here. And thanks to my friends at Green Drop, I have a lawn without weeds and green grass guaranteed. Green Drop's greenkeepers have made my yard a great place to do what I enjoy most. Spend time outside with my family and friends. When it's beautiful outside, beautiful things happen. So sit back, relax, and let Green Drop do the work. It's easy to get started. Just visit greendrop.com or call 273-9000.
Back to Work Mondays, made better by Eric Francis and Will Nault. Francis joins Will on Sportsnet 960, 9 to 10 Monday mornings. The Flames, local sports, Eric's take, and more. Brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Thoroughbred racing has an annual economic impact of $399 million and positively affects almost every Alberta community. Learn more at thehorses.com. Eric Francis is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
4:09 to play in the third period. Here at Honda Center in Anaheim, it is the Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing. And we are bringing you this game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. South Point Toyota's zero liquidation sales event is on now. Get free winter tires and free tire storage. It's time to Toyota, under the tower at South Point Toyota. Faceoff coming up outside of the Ducks' blue line. Scoring for the Flames tonight. Backlund with two. Jankowski with two. Lindholm and Shillington each have one.
Mangiapane, multi-point game. TJ Brody, multi-point game. Dylan Dubé is someone who does not have a point, Derek, in the game, but my goodness, have I been impressed with his play and his work tonight.
He has been flying. He's a great skater, and he's been zipping around on the ice here at Honda Center tonight. DeLeo crossed the red line and shoot it in behind Talbot's net. One big question still left to be answered in this hockey game. I think you know what it is. Puck comes free for Anderson. Anderson gives it to Tkachuk, and he'll reach out and knock the puck out to the neutral zone, and Gouley will grab it at his own blue line. Gouley gives it to Getzlaff. It's been a tough night for the Ducks captain. He slides a pass to Shore. Stick handles it up the right wing side. Backhands it in behind Talbot's net and into the far corner to Raquel. Raquel gives it to Getzlaff, and his pass bounces over the blade of Larson left point, and the puck slides down the ice. Here is Larson up the middle. A short pass ahead to Jones. Jones busting in, gets taken off the puck. Silverberg scoops it up, but we have a hand pass called on the Ducks, which is a break for the Flames because they were coming in with numbers.
Been a pretty quiet night for Silverberg, who's always performed quite well against the Flames. 17 points against them in 27 career games coming into tonight, but have not heard that name a whole bunch and have not noticed him. The line that's on the ice right now, I've noticed a lot. Henrique and Terry leading the way with Richie. They have nothing to show for some quality generating of chances.
Shillington will backhand it up the far boards to Davidson. Gives the puck to Dubé. It's knocked away from him by Larson. Ryan battling to get it back, but it's Davidson who picks it up for the Flames and leaves it in behind the net for Shillington, who lifts the puck up in the air and out to center ice. Lindholm will glove it down. Shoot it back in for the Ducks. Rims around to the near corner. Shillington battling with Terry. Knocks the puck free for Lucic. And he'll move it up the middle of the ice ahead to Dubé, who crosses center with it and dumps it deep into the Duck zone. Larson sees Lucic coming and quickly gets rid of the puck. Pretty good idea in a 6-0 hockey game. He'll leave it behind for his partner Lindholm. Less than 2.5 minutes to play in the third period here at Honda Center in Anaheim. The Flames looking for back-to-back wins in this building for the first time since 1996. Well on their way with a 6-0 lead. Here's Bennett behind the net, centering Jankowski with a weak shot that slides wide. Bennett gets it back and nudges it into the far corner to Jankowski. Jankowski stripped of the puck by Jones, and Jones tries to clear but can't, and ends up bouncing up the near boards to Silverberg, and he'll slide it out to center. Here's Steele, far boards to Delzato. He plays it rink-wide to Fowler, and he'll scamper across the red line and shoot it in. Stone back to get it the far corner. Stone wins a fight for the puck. And plays it into the near corner to Brody. Brody with his head up. looking for any open ice he can find, is ragging the puck here. Great work by TJ Brody. I had a great chat with him this morning. Asked him about Jay Bouwmeester, and obviously pretty scary moment in Calgary in November when TJ Brody collapsed to the ice during Flames practice, and very scary moment here on Tuesday with Jay Bouwmeester collapsing on the Blues bench early in a game against the Ducks. Monroe's going to clear the puck out to center ice. Gooley will grab it and bank it up the far boards to Rowney, who pokes it into the far corner. Shillington slides it near side to Davidson and dishes it off to Gaudreau. Gaudreau will bounce it off Manson's glove and into the Duck zone. We're into the final 60 seconds of the third period now. Former Flame Grant will grab it in the far corner. He spins away from the forechecking Monahan and banks it off the end boards to Gooley. Flames making a change to get some fresh legs out there with 45 seconds to play in the game. Here comes Manson up the right wing side to center. He floats it wide of Talbot's net, and Shillington will swat it up the near side to Tkachuk. Tkachuk skates it to center, moves it rink wide, but his pass to Backlund intercepted. Lindholm tees one up and misses Talbot's net. Now Jankelski will chip it out. Here comes Tkachuk across center, and now the Ducks blue line. Cuts to the middle and drops. Jankelski tries to stick handle past Terry, but turns it over. And now Terry will cross center and flip it into the far corner with 16 seconds left in the third period. Here's Terry, back to the blue line. Lindholm, a shot, stopped by Talbot. Loose puck in front, cleared away by Hanifin, but not out. Here's Lindholm. Lindholm, a shot, and it's blocked. I think it hit his own man as it bounced off Richie in front. And time runs out on the Ducks here at Honda Center in Anaheim. Cam Talbot with a 44-save shutout, his first as a member of the Flames. And for the first time in more than 24 years, the Flames win back-to-back games at Honda Center in Anaheim. Tonight, they defeat the Ducks 6-0.
Cam Talbot's 21st career shutout. Where did his last one come? In this building. January the 6th of last season. And he had all the answers tonight. His mates help pave the way, putting up a four spot in the first period. And Cam was outstanding from the get-go, and you have to feel great for him. The type of pro that he has been all season long. He wants the puck. And why not?
Why not? Well, it was a great night for Cam Talbot. 44 saves on 44 shots, and how about this Flames team? In their first 55 games this season, not once did they score 6 goals in regulation time. And they do it in 3 of 4 games on this road trip. They beat the Canucks 6-2 in Vancouver last Saturday. Same final score in a game against the Sharks in San Jose on Monday. They fall 5-3 to the last place team in the Pacific Division and the Western Conference, the Kings in Los Angeles last night, but they bounced back beautifully with a 6-0 shutout win over the Ducks here in Anaheim, and the Flames are going to head back to Calgary with 6 of a possible 8 points on this 4-game road trip and tied with their arch-rival, the Oilers, for second place in the Pacific Division, Lou.
Well, it's a great ending to the trip. Vegas and St. Louis now tied 5-5 with under 4 minutes to go in the third. So it's been a pretty good night all around. If St. Louis could ever find a way to win that game in regulation, it'd be a perfect night for the Flames with Edmonton losing and Arizona losing as far as the Pacific Division is concerned. Good bounce back for the Flames. They were a pretty angry group after last night's disappointment in Los Angeles to the Kings. And they take care of business tonight, throwing up a 4 spot in the first on their way to a 6-0 triumph.
Well, as far as special teams was concerned, the Flames 0-for-2 on the power play, but 4-for-4 on the penalty kill with a shorthanded goal. Good night on the Flames PK, and their penalty kill is powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac only at GSL Cadillac. But well, we came close to a couple of boot tricks tonight, Lou.
We did indeed.
Michael Backlund with 2 goals. And Mark Jankowski with two goals. I've got to repeat this stat because I think it's just incredible. Mark Jankowski, goalless in the first 38 games he played in this season. Since snapping that streak, he scored 5 goals in 7 games. That is unbelievable. And Michael Backlund, he has now scored in 3 straight games since he snapped a 13-game goalless streak. So the Flames getting some help from, I'd say, their bottom nine. Really did a great job contributing offensively during this 4-game road trip.
Did.
And they can get Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan and Elias Lindholm going. Well, Lindholm's been going, but Monahan not so much. Gaudreau has been producing some points, but boy, if they can get those guys back to where they've been, then this is going to be a really dangerous Flames team moving forward. And a guy who's always dangerous moving forward is Pat Steinberg. I don't even know what that means, but I wonder if he might play a little brass bonanza. I mean, it's been more than 24 years since the Flames won back-to-back games here at Honda Center, so I think it would be a good night for that. I'll leave it up to Pat, though. He's standing by in the Basement Systems downtown studio. No pressure, Pat. And he's going to host our post-game show.
Pat, there's a lot of pressure.
And the overtime call-in show.
A lot of pressure.
Which are coming up next. Only for me. I don't think anybody else cares. I just like the song.
A lot of pressure.
Once again, the final score here at Honda Center in Anaheim. The Flames 6 and the Ducks nothing.